gave the orders. No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain. And no one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart, I take the vow, I'll never turn, I'll never bend.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. It is the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and there is the one, the only, in studio with us right now, syndicated on the Genesis Communications Radio Network, coming to you from the Info Wars studios. And we are going to be here for the next 3 hours this evening. I'm just going to be here for 30 minutes because I've got a little surprise film that I finished up last week that I'm finishing the cover on today so I can start offering it at the end of the week. It'll be sent off to be mass-produced. Take about 2 weeks to get a mass-produced and in studio. But we'll start pre-ordering later in the week with this new little film I'm putting out very quickly. This will be a surprise. And I've also got to go ahead and file some official complaints with YouTube, because everybody remembers this bullhorn. And by the way, folks, there is a lot of other news and information coming up this evening, but I wanted to get into this first. Everybody remembers Tyranny Crusher 1. And we were, this thing was slashed and broken by MSNBC trying to censor us in Denver. And that's one of the extras on the Obama deception. And so you could have watched that video, but it was on the Alex Jones channel that's now been deleted. And we had real bids up to over $30,000 on it, because we were literally just going to throw it away. And Mike Nelson here in the office said, you know, you ought to auction that, because you know, this is from the movie Scanner Darkly. You know, use my own bullhorn in that. Has been to just scores and scores of demonstrations.
New York City, fifth anniversary, I'm sure that's the one you used.
Yeah, I mean, just over and over again. But the point is that they put dozens and dozens of fake bids above 30,000.
Yeah.
And so they said, it doesn't matter if that's a real bid. They just went ahead and suspended it. And it was people with fake accounts, fake names, stolen credit cards, and then they were on major websites bragging about the crimes they committed. And they said, there's nothing you're going to do. And they've been bragging, sending us threatening emails going, look, we're filing fake complaints everywhere. We're going to get you shut off of everything. And then they always have military handles, and it's real funny to them. And, you know, we're traitors, and they're big patriots as the entire republic's destroyed. Now, and I just love to come on tonight, Burmis, because, guys, pull up. We had it last week. Pull up the numbers for YouTube again. I want to give those out on air again later in this half hour, because there's been a big chapter two to this. The Alex Jones channel, started a year and a half ago by Dave, a fan channel, had over 2,200 plus videos on it. It was getting over a million views a week total, if you counted up, you know, the views. And that's just a number I came up with the videos of that week and the numbers, not counting all the others that just kept building and building, you know, even the old videos. And they just banned it. Then other fan sites were created. And this time we have the emails from YouTube here. They are now just saying, we're banning these. We're not even claiming a copyright. We're just banning Alex Jones on YouTube. I mean, this is pretty big news, saying it doesn't matter to us. And then you even talked to one of the girls who was running the InfoWarrior channel. They've shut that down today. In fact, pull up Burmis's on screen. This is what happens when you go to his blog, theinfowarrior.com. Go ahead and click on that video. And it says this video has been removed due to terms of use violation. And this is when the ne'er-do-well from West Virginia calls in, who had laughed 3 years ago when he'd call in and I'd tell him GM was probably going to go bankrupt. Oh, sure it is, idiot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the video that had already gone viral with 20-something thousand views last time I checked, you know, of you talking to him. Gone. I mean, you're not allowed to have video of Burmis talking, ladies and gentlemen. Burmis is not his own likeness. This show, everything you're seeing here, the clouds behind me, none of that. You're not allowed to see this. I mean, this is really a big favor they're doing, because now they're just going through suspending everything, Alex Jones. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We at Life Change T would like to set the record straight. Yes, there is a swine flu, but unfortunately, the mass media is overstating and embellishing the facts. There are less than 300 deaths worldwide, and this is not a number for pandemic. Will Life Change T help you? Yes, but please realize fear causes panic. Remember, no fear. Get smart, get healthy, get the T. You can order online at getthet.com. That's getthet.com or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Get the facts, get prepared, get the tea.
Folks, we are here live. It is the InfoWarrior. I'm getting out of here in T-minus 22 minutes so Jason can continue with the show, and he's got a guest coming up that's very informative and taking action against the globalist in the 10 o'clock hour. To make a long story short, we had 5-6 days of sustained massive hack attacks a few weeks ago. We've had MSNBC and other big publications attack us. CNN has attacked us just in the last few weeks because we said the swine flu was manufactured in a lab. Now that's all over mainstream news with top scientists. You can just YouTube or Google or search the term virologist says made in lab, and you'll have, you know, heads of virology departments in the UK saying it. And we got attacked there. Before that, I got attacked with that cop killer who, it turned out, was a Nazi and hated me and was always criticizing me everywhere. And the first people the Southern Poverty Law Center went after, Jason, was me. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, within hours of him killing the cops, they had his computer, handed it over to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Pittsburgh Post-Gazette goes and files a copyright saying I'm not allowed to hold up the article. We call the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. They call me back and say, this is not us. We didn't file this. And YouTube says, basically, go to hell.
Yeah.
I mean, they said, we don't care if you have the people saying that this is a fake notice. We don't care. And but now they've taken to going around and suspending other accounts. There was the InfoWarrior account run by a girl. What's her name?
Her name was Colleen, I believe. She's out in Texas. She's an activist, Ron Paul supporter.
Now, the point is, we can upload our own videos, too. And I guess we're going to have to do that. So then I have real standing to files.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm so.
Well, the point is, I mean, look. YouTube's willing to go and take published authors, and you know, Google, the parent company's the one doing it. They're taking all the published authors, even under copyright, and saying they own all books on Earth. So, I mean, they don't care about me suing them, but I may have to just because it's the right thing to do. You know, we're going to go ahead and, I guess, start a channel and upload it all and just see if they do that. But I mean, just finishing the data, Mirmish, you want to rant about this because the InfoWarrior was a channel that was mainly your videos, and you had millions of views just in the last few months.
Yeah, I mean, the video I posted today, I only posted it because it had over 6,000 views in a day. And I was like, wow, this is just up at 6,000. It's a minute and a half. It's just me talking. How could this possibly be copyright infringement?
Erased.
Yeah, gone. And I set up my own little MySpace for the show. And one of the things that's featured on my MySpace are the better interviews on YouTube, you know.
All gone.
Patrice O'Neill, Bill
Burr. Not allowed to talk to them.
Yeah, not allowed to talk to them. I am so upset, Jones. I can't even tell you. And I had to sit there and listen to Douglas, Jason Douglas, who's a producer here at InfoWars, be on the phone with YouTube and Google for over an hour and just get, they wouldn't tell him anything. Can I get a name of a supervisor? No, I don't have to provide you.
Well, here's the other deal. We've been talking to YouTube. They admit that these aren't even real companies. It turns out Pittsburgh Post-Gazette didn't do it. Michael Reagan's saying he didn't do it. The company didn't do it. Radio America. It turns out none of this is real, and they just don't care. I mean, it can be a video of just my voice and an image of me, my photo. No, not allowed. Alex Jones is not allowed, and so that's why you got capped in the process, because folks were using that as a backup channel. But again, we're not allowed to sell this for $50,000. I mean, I literally, Mike Nelson said, let's put it up on eBay, because I'm like, I don't think we can build the new TV studio.
You know what we should do with it, Jones?
Yeah.
With the InfoWars money bomb, the person who gives the most money gets it. And that way it's totally anonymous and there's no bidding procedure. And then at the end of the day, we find out who gave the most. And
well, I mean, let me break this down for people so they understand. Okay. When I, you know, I keep getting emails saying, why don't you just put your videos out? I got two sales guys. You know, we are a small operation here. And they can't generate the type of revenue it takes to pay for that. We have two CDNs that cost over $20,000 a month just for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And we do put out a free, my emergency alert on the swine flu, my part two on how it was a hoax. Those both had over 20,000 downloads apiece in just a few days. And until we, you know, took them off the front page. And that's thousands of dollars apiece, even with pretty cheap bandwidth we're getting. You know, we get, 75 terabytes for 15,000, is it? On one CDN, so, you know, 75 terabytes, you know, a month just on one of our CDNs, and, you know, then we have another smaller one, so we're at over 100 terabytes a month. That's how big we are, but the point is not that much capital comes in to pay for all that, so I'm on air having to pitch this, pitch that, and it's all stuff I believe in. I turn down. You've seen it. The majority of sponsored people bring to me or the contact, I say, no, and I have to do research on each one, and the sales guys are like, darn it, you know, you don't let us take anything. Even though they're moral guys, I really hold it to a higher standard. You know, there's network ads that are separate. I can't vouch for those. I'm sure they're great. I just, the stuff you hear me endorsing, I have attempted to vet, and, you know, I believe in. And so it's this fantasy land of, literally, $50,000 would pay for maybe 30, 40 viral videos for me to put out. Mm-hmm. Now, I can put out 30, 40 viral videos in a week on YouTube, you know, with people posting them, and then we link to them and get them going and get the ball rolling, and then they go viral, and it doesn't cost me a dime. So, see, we can't continue to do what we do with this. And so these guys email us. They call the office. We get death threats, and they say, listen, MFers, you're never going to sell that bullhorn. You're never going to get money for it. And they sat there, and eBay told us, they said, look, we have criminal procedures for people doing this. They didn't care. They had fake accounts, fake credit cards. They bragged who they were on their own websites. And it turns out it's just anything fraud-driven. It's like Madoff. It's a culture of criminals where they can do whatever they want and operate however they want. But I want folks to know they're not going to stop us from what we're doing. So I say to everybody, please post this on YouTube, create separate accounts and post it, get it out to everybody, or create your own videos about what I'm saying and what I'm doing here today as we talk to folks, because we can't let them do this. In fact, I need to go ahead and put $15,000 on the board. We're trying to raise $250,000 for the money bomb. And that sounds like a lot, folks. That's nothing. I mean, we go with cheap stuff here. By cheap, a real studio camera is about $30,000, $5,000 camera, $5,000 camera, $1,500 camera. So, you know, the one you're looking at right here, so it's not even that good a resolution. We've got the 7,000 square foot building. There's another smaller building right next door. I've already run out of space. Sounds big. It's not. To build the next wave of the TV station, it was hard to get an office to move while I was doing everything else to get moved in over here. But more than ever, I see we're going viral at every level. So I'm going to be listing on the site and activist page the next few days the top 10 rated video sites to upload to. We're going to create our own info war brigades, ask people to take the prisonplanet.tv high quality videos, upload them there. Edit together, you know, clips of what we do and past things we've done, you know, just creative videos that are so effective that all the great minds can put together to just massively intensify. Because the reason we're under attack is because we are effective. And I told this story when I called in the show Thursday. First, I go camping a few days, you know, I took off 4 days with my family and I go camping and the people at the camping place, you know, where you rent the cabin, they were all fans. Then I went down to the beach to stay in a little condo on the beach in Port Aransas. There were five people back there. This is on Saturday after I talked to you. They all had been watching me. I said, well, where are you watching? They go, oh, we're hooked. We watch you on YouTube. Then I'm driving down 11th Street, down 11th Avenue from the little, beachside condos we're staying at. And there on a big power pole, on the transformer box is our Infowars.com bumper sticker. Then I have people coming up to me when I'm at the National Seashore, and maybe somebody walks by every 5 minutes. There's not a lot of people out there when we were there because, you know, it's a national park, so it's spread out. And they're all walking by going, you're Alex Jones, and they're fans. So we've already done the damage to the New World Order, but we're just getting started. And that's just with YouTube. You see, over 70 AM and FMs, we're growing. We just got two more today. Okay, Salt Lake City, 2,000 watt AMs with big listenerships, okay? We are going on XM. I'll be announcing the specific times and dates next week. First, it's going to be on the weekend, then in about 2 months, it's going to go 6 days a week. But the point is, that's happening right now. It's showing how we're breaking through. All this great stuff is happening. All the stuff you're doing is going viral, Jason. And so, you know, even though it's scary and there's all this news, them introducing bills, bill aims to strip right-wing extremists of Second Amendment rights. Larry Pratt confirms it. We've read the bill. Kurt Nimmo writes an article where it says they're going to use the extremist list like a no-fly list. What the White House chief of staff said. No guns for us. I mean, they're introducing bills where if you hurt somebody's feelings, federal felony to shut the web down. Mm-hmm. Ireland shutting the web down. Australia shutting the web down. I mean, they're moving because we've been so effective, all of us together. But, you know, out of these million missiles hitting the New World Order and the info war, Jason, we are the biggest missile. And so it's kind of shocking and bracing to realize, my God, we're actually making history. And, you know, we're getting death threats and it's just in hack attacks and it's all intensifying. And then they come in and we're getting emails everywhere. We try to link to this channel, link to that channel of ourselves. And it's blown out. And then they're sending us the official emails from YouTube going, you're not allowed to put Alex Jones up. You know, you don't put that up. Your site is suspended. And these are just mainline channels. So that's an attempt to create a chilling effect like they did in Nazi Germany or in Russia. If you talk to Alexander Solzhenitsyn, you go to the gulag, too. Mm-hmm. They're trying to say, well, just why do you think the Home Secretary, the head of the police grid in England, Big Brother, why do you think Jackie Smith came out and said, we're watching your behavior. If you criticize minorities, you're arrested in England. And if you're Michael Savage, you can't come here. They're doing that because they're desperate. They're saying, chilling effect, shut up. That's, they just got caught. What we already knew at the G20, they did hire thug cops to attack people. That's mainline news. So they're criminal. They're worried they're going to get arrested here, ladies and gentlemen. They're worried they're going to get in trouble. So we can't let this Nazi, New World Order, Soviet, whatever you want to, authoritarian purge work. And I'm here at the tip of the spear, folks. So is Jason, taking the flak, taking the hits, being demonized, going through all this because I know it's worth it. I know history shows when good people take action, nothing can stop us. So please go to InfoWars Money Bomb. Pledge to give on June 11th or write us a check. Write it to us. We will put it all back in to this fight against the globalists and use it to defend ourselves and use it to put out more free videos to the world. It may get to the point we're having to give them out ourselves. And, you know, we may go bankrupt. We may completely shut down because we need more funds to fight this and expand what we're doing and make InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and the InfoWarrior.com totally self-sufficient. We'll get Jason Burmese's take on this and give you the scumbags at YouTube's phone number when we get back.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
All right, Burmese has got a lot of key news coming up, and I guess he'll tell you about in the next segment. I'm going to get out of here. It's just the issue is we are breaking through in a big way, and everywhere I go, just on YouTube alone, and there's hundreds of accounts uploading our stuff. It's just the whatever accounts we're linking to and that we say, here's a channel that's uploading our stuff, they go, it doesn't matter. I mean, it could be a clip of me talking for 1 minute here, and they go, boom, and erase the account. And, I mean, this is getting outrageous. And then it comes on the heels of all of this censorship news where they've got not just hate bills, but bills introduced where they say if you hurt somebody's feelings, I read that on my show today, you will be arrested under a felony. And it's happening in America and gun ban treaties. And they're reintroducing the assault ban. And this Democratic senator who had the highest NRA rating, I called a Republican today, I was wrong. She's coming out saying she wants to ban all the guns. And I mean, folks, it's actually happening, right now, Burmese.
Yeah, absolutely. And that point on, the cyberbullying act that you're making. I mean, they make a bogus statistic up right off the bat. They are like 1 in 5 doctors over the past 5 years has had treated at least one patient who got depressed from being on the internet. I mean, people get depressed.
But now it's a federal, now I know it says federal, folks, you got to read the bill. In fact, what's the bill number? I had it here on the stack.
It is HR, I want to see 866 is my guess. I'm pretty sure.
It doesn't matter. I got it here on the stack. Yeah, we covered it last week. I've been out of town till Sunday. It's
I've been going over it. It's unbelievable. I've been reading every little
stuff. But I mean, they're doing it and now they've got a bill. Up on Infowars.com, House bill aims to strip right-wing extremists of Second Amendment right. They're arresting people in Europe that criticize the government. All of this is going on, and they're demonizing the webs, and Jay Rockefeller saying shut the web down. And meanwhile, YouTube brought in the Southern Poverty Law Center, brought in the ADL, and admitted they're going to make the decisions on who stays and who goes and what's hate. And there's groups calling for banning, you know, free speech on Facebook now.
You can't say the word retard anymore, Alex. I mean, they're literally trying to ban the word retard.
But listen, they're also saying, which is a scientific term.
Yeah.
That they say homosexual is hurtful in Europe and England when it's just a heterosexual homosexual. It's a scientific term. But because that hurts, that word, Robin Page, BBC presenter, was arrested. In fact, Google, people don't believe it. Robin Page arrested hate crime. But anyways, that's what I'm saying. Ladies and gentlemen, it is actually happening, and I can't even go over all the examples of the precedent-setting things that are going on. We're at the tip of the spear. We're expanding everything we're doing. We're going head-on, and for the InfoWars money bond that we have a link to, I still haven't signed the lease because I'm a little nervous. I'm having trouble with this lease.
Be a little nervous.
People are going to see I'm actually announced to do this. Uh-huh. We're probably going to get rid of shortwave at night because I have to pay for that, which the whole world likes to listen to, but doesn't ever bring any funds in. So, to speak of. So, this is real here. To do this, I may have to do that. I can keep it probably if we get a big money bomb. But the issue is that, a listener started this and did a great job, Eric Nordstrom, a year ago. Mm-hmm. We're now doing it ourselves in-house. And, yes, I meant to announce that, actually, Jason, folks that had that idea. Whoever gives us the biggest single donation, and that'll be by check or by phone or whatever, after that June 11th. What is June 11th?
The 3rd? I'm not sure.
What day is June 11th? Well, regardless, you will get Tyranny Crusher 1 that has an even greater history now. Fetched $51,000 at auction. $31,000 was the real number, but it had so many fraudulent ones above it, they suspended it. And they said, we've engaged in this fraud to shut you down so you don't get money. Folks, you're not stopping us, okay? We've already, just since I started the money bomb last Wednesday before I left, $15,000 has come in. It's not even official. So, we're going to break, I have no doubt, last year's record of $250,000. And it's going to go into a badass studio. And it's going to go into us. We're trying to shop around.
I'll work twice as hard. I'll come in here for 6 hours a day if we got to do it.
Well, no, that's what I'm going to do, Jason, is what you said. We're going to upload to Blip TV and all the other big video sites. We're going to ask listeners. We're going to list them. Hit all these. We're just going to – everybody knows now. In fact, let's put up the YouTube phone number. What is the accursed YouTube number? Here is the YouTube number, and there's the directions how to do it. 650-253-0000. Fax 650-253-0001. And it's unbelievable. I mean, we've got the stuff they're listing. One thing they banned us for is an audio of me talking with an image of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and I've talked to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. They say they've told YouTube, they got thousands of calls, they did not file this, and YouTube says, we don't care. But now, folks, that isn't enough. Now YouTube has come in, and they're saying they just banned the InfoWarrior and some InfoWars channel.
Yeah, there was a second InfoWars channel that got banned. Someone actually sent me another Alex Jones channel, but I'm hesitant to even give it out because I feel it'll be banned on site from the Nazis. I mean, this is unbelievable, Alex. They're going
right. Barbas, I know you're going to rant about this when we get back, and I haven't let you talk. So I'm going to leave. I want you to go full court press and give out those bastards' phone number when we get back and call YouTube and just say, folks, look, hey, you're giving us our wings, though. You know what? You're showing everybody what we're putting out scares you. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%. We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
All right, folks, we are back. I can't even let the bumper music run. I am so heated. Folks, they pulled my channel. Let me say it again. They pulled my channel. You know, all of my work for the past 3 months just gone. It seemed like almost every episode was up there. Some of my best interviews, again, I used it to feature it on my MySpace page, on my Facebook, even on my blog. A lot of the times you'll see the top story is something that I talked about in the previous night or the previous week, depending. And I didn't break any copyright violations whatsoever. And I'm hoping that I think her name is Colleen. Colleen will send me what YouTube sent to them. At least we'll find out what videos supposedly broke the copyright. So if she was still taking care of this, I would appreciate if I get a little email. But I'm going buck wild. I'm going to start a blip account right after the show. And don't take my good names. I'm sure all the haters out there listening are probably going to take all the good names. That's fine. Go for it. You know what? I'm going to find a better name. And it won't matter what name it is because we'll just link to it on InfoWars and Prison Planet and then people will know it from there. And it's a little better quality. So maybe we'll up the stakes a bit and all of a sudden Blip TV will rival YouTube. Wouldn't that be nice? Maybe they'd be appreciative of us posting our material there instead of so subversive and, so ready to censor us and stop what we're saying.
Burmese, they're openly all over the news saying the American people are all terrorists if we own guns or want freedom. These are criminal terrorists taking over America, trying to silence free speech. Everybody's got to post all the material that's on PrisonPlanet.tv on every major video channel there is and promote it and go ape and explain this is censored information the globalists don't want the people to have. That's why? Right. Because we're kicking their ass. We are kicking your butt, New World Order, and we're not going to stop. You understand? We're coming for you.
I love it.
I'm not playing games, boy!
That's right. So we got to go to Vimeo. We got to go to MySpace.tv. We got to go to every single site out there. It's a shame that Stage6.divx.com went down. I was a big proponent of them for a while. We were talking to some of the people that worked there. They were fans of Loose Change and Alex Jones's material and saying, hey, get on here. And we did get on there. And YouTube and Google, the don't be evil Google, crushed them. Said, you're out of here. So, you know, we have to go after these. I mean, how many times do we have to catch Google censoring our videos? How many times do they have to censor Endgame? How many times do they have to censor Fabled Enemies? How many times do they have to censor Loose Change?
And they used to do it just covertly. They would just erase it or suspend it or top knock it off the number one.
Yeah.
So now these bastards use other little covert means.
Yes. No, it's not even covert. It's overt. I mean, what did I do today that deserved my channel to be pulled down? Tell me. Where's the violation?
No, they don't even claim copyright now.
No,
we have the emails from the people. They just said, no, you're not allowed to defend yourself.
Yeah, and like I said, I had to sit there and listen to Jason Douglas try to talk to these people, and we're just like, we can't help you, can't give you a name. Nope, can't do anything for you. Oh, sorry. Well, I am sorry for the American public that is now going to have to go through other sites, other forms of information other than YouTube, which they're all hooked on. I mean, they can have a multi-million dollar campaign for that Hulu or whatever, right? Hulu is nowhere near as popular as YouTube. How many commercials do you see for YouTube on the television? It's 0.0. You don't see any. They have the market cornered, and that's why they're cutting us out now. You know, YouTube just made a big deal with Sony. They're going to start playing the same kind of material.
No, their whole front page is other. They openly admit they're going to relegate user videos. They're going to take the U out of YouTube. They are doing this to everybody, folks, because we're kicking their ass. We're exposing the criminal globalists that print the money that finances these bastards. They're using our money. And by the way, it's come out that Google and YouTube is literally CIA-controlled, NSA-designed, totally run by them.
You know,
hey, let's give out their phone number again to those bastards. I mean, now they're going around. It's unbelievable. 650-253-0000. 650-253-0000. Folks, I want you to just write that number down and call them every day for the next 6 months. It's fun. These cockroaches, this is bigger than any TV network out there now. This is our chance to be on TV, for you to be on TV. And they're taking the U out of YouTube. They're waging, they've been killing a bunch of accounts before they did this to me. And I was on the air saying, Google's going after people. YouTube's going after people. You know, this, we've defended other channels when they shut them down. They are making a move, man.
You know, Alex, you're talking about it, so I doubt that YouTube actually exists. I mean, it's just imaginary, you know, just like the Bilderberg Group was and the CFR, and, you know, they're not meeting next week in Greece. That's not going to happen. And the Bilderberg Group is a golf club.
The vaccines are good for you.
Yeah, they're delicious. That's what they are. And by the way, Pentagon's black budget goes up more than $50 billion. This is off of Wired, so they'll have, $50 billion more black ops budget.
There's no secret budget. Government doesn't deal the drugs, Burmese.
Yeah, you know, the public military budget before 9/11 in 2001 was bigger than the next four countries combined. Let me repeat that. The public military budget before 2001 was bigger than the next four countries combined. And then their public black ops budget at that point was somewhere around $70 billion. Their public black. See, black ops doesn't exist. There's no such thing as a shadow government. I'm talking about fairy tales and unicorns here. By the way, folks, I do have a guest coming up in the next hour. His name is Ernest Hancock. His group, We Are Change Arizona, is going to be fighting the info war beyond the internet, and we're loving it. They're going to be passing out 10,000 DVDs this week leading up to the Obama speech at Arizona State University. So hopefully they can get some real dialogue in there. And it's not just a bunch of brainwashed zombies going, Obama, Obama, tears running. Oh, he is the Messiah. Oh, he's the president of the world. So Ernest Hancock coming up. I do want to thank one of our sponsors. Before I forget to, and this kind of made a hubbub on YouTube. Folks, I'm not smoking. I'm smoking the e-cigarette right here. And that's the electronic cigarette. It's ecigarettschoice.com, ecigarettschoice.com. And so what is it? It looks like a cigarette, but wait, it's not. Little pull, little outski. Nicotine in here, gives you the buzz, helps you get off the smoking. No carcinogens, no tar, no arsenic. Huh? No arsenic. So it's ecigarettschoice.com. Go check them out. This probably could have been a viral YouTube video, but we're not allowed on YouTube anymore. So ecigarettschoice.com. Support them. They're supporting us. And folks, I just, if you were here when I first learned my YouTube channel was down, I was fired up because what I had done, I go home in between shows, go let the dogs out, you know, take care of some business. Got done going through all my, basically printing out all my articles and going over everything. All of a sudden, in my comments section of the Info Warrior, I start to notice that, you know, my channel's down. And I'm thinking to myself, guys, I think I might even take this one on the air. This is my mother calling. My sister's expecting. Let me see if she had the baby. Hey, Mom?
Baby's here.
The baby is here. Oh, what's the name?
Named after my mom.
Well, excellent. Mom, you're live on the air right now. So,
oh, yay.
So the baby's there. I'm going to call you after the show. Mom, remember I was telling you that all those channels had been pulled? Well, my YouTube channel got pulled today, and they gave no reason other than apparently I have some subversive material on the internet, and they're just going to censor me from now on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, tell Alyssa I love her, and I will give you guys a call in a couple hours after the show. Okay, sounds good, Mom. I love you.
All right, I love you too.
All right, bye-bye. All right, folks, there's my mom, new addition to the family, very excited. Hopefully make a trip down to New York when my sister brings her up. They're down in Virginia right now. God bless them. All right, back to me being fired up. Let's give out the number again. I'm still so upset. Let's do it. 650-253-0000. 650-253-0000. Folks, I want you to call these people all day, all night, all week if you have to. I want the channel back up. I want it back up. I want a reason why we're not allowed to post on YouTube. What is it, the background? Is it the t-shirt? Maybe my face doesn't belong to me. Maybe the watch? Maybe I'm offending the guys who make this watch? I don't know what their logic could be. Supposedly, you know, it's supposed to be user-based. We want to bring people in who are doing their own original material. All's we do is our own original material. We read you mainstream media articles. That's what we do here. No, really. That's what we do. When I say the Pentagon's black budget is going to grow more than 50 billion, by the way, it's much more than 50 billion. These guys are the guys that run the drugs. Maybe that's why I'm not allowed on the internet, because I expose who actually runs the drugs. The same network that brought you Iran-Contra, guess what? They're still around. They never left. The people that they did actually prosecute successfully got a little thing called pardoned. It's called pardon. They said, you know what, Casper Weinberger? You're out of here. Thanks so much for dealing the blow, sir. You dealt the blow very well. You kept your mouth shut. You didn't get anybody else in trouble. Way to go. So, you know, more money for the Pentagon's black budgets. It's okay. You know, let's give government zero accountability. Let's allow them to publish documents that demonize every group in this country at one level or another, call them extremists, then terrorists, then say that they have no individual human rights, and then say, you know what? If we really want to, we can make you take a vaccination and quarantine your ass. That's right. We can quarantine your ass. And you don't think that's coming. You don't think FEMA camps are real. I know. You listen to Glenn Beck. He's got a nice haircut, huh? He's got a big smile. He's your everyman. Oh, he's a funny guy, that Glenn Beck. No FEMA camps. Meanwhile, now in New York City, they are telling homeless people who are staying in shelters, guess what? You're paying rent. That's right, folks. You're paying rent when you're homeless in the United States. You don't believe me? Well, soon enough, and I guarantee you this, soon enough it'll be like, oh, you can't pay your homeless bill? Well, then you can go to the FEMA camp, but you'll have to work there. So you'll just work for FEMA. New York charges rents for working homeless. The Bloomberg administration has quietly begun charging rent to homeless families who live in publicly run shelters but have income from jobs. The new policy is based on a 1997 state law that was not enforced until last week. See how they do it? They pass the legislation that goes hush, hush, hush. And then sometime down the road, they implement it. It's called incrementalization. It's already there. They just decide to act on it later on. And then, oh, I'm sorry, it's on the books. We're just going to take your scratch. Vanessa DaCosta, who earns $8.40 an hour as a cashier at Sbarro, $8.40 in New York City, you know what that's the equivalent to? That's the equivalent to about $3 here. Okay, $8, if you're not making $15 an hour and you're living somewhere in New York City, I don't know where you're living. You're living on a park bench, okay? I mean, even living outside of the city on $15 an hour is very difficult. My friends live there. I know how much. Try living in Queens. Try living in Brooklyn. You know, try living in the Bronx with that kind of money. It's garbage. $8.40. $8.40 an hour. They want this woman's money? She received a notice under her door several weeks ago informing her that she had to give $336 of her approximately $800 per month in wages to the Clinton Family Inn, a shelter in Hell's Kitchen. And believe me, folks, they don't call it Hell's Kitchen because it's sunshine and lollipops and good times, okay? They call it Hell's Kitchen because it is, if you've never been there, you know what? Go take a little trip. That's where I want a vacation, in Hell's Kitchen. I mean, give me a... Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's not right, says Mrs. DaCosta, a single mother of a two-year-old. She has a two-year-old child who said she spends nearly $100 a week on childcare. I pay my babysitter, I buy diapers, and I'm trying to save money so I can get out of here. I don't want to be in a shelter forever, but they want you in a shelter forever. They want you dependent on the government. They want you in a FEMA camp. They want you on social services. It puts you in the system. It makes you dependent on government. It allows government to grow and feed off the people. Oh, my God. City officials said the new rent requirement had been in the works since 2007, a 2007 state audit that forced them to pay back $2.4 million in state housing aid that should have been covered by homeless families with income. Yeah, okay. Yeah, blame it on taxes. All right, I'm done with this. It's gross. It's beyond gross, man. I can't even. And you don't think that there's going to be a control grid in the world? Because, again, this is bigger than the United States. This is bigger than America. This is bigger than Canada. Bigger than Mexico. Bigger than a North American Union. Bigger than a European Union. Bigger than a Eurasian Union. It is a new world order. And in Alberta, Canada, they are trying to pass Bill 42. Now, check this out. The Canadian province, best known for its libertarian ideals, yeah, right, is moving toward a new law that would allow bar owners to collect, store, and trade personal information about their clients. Their clients are anybody that walks in, folks. But critics doubt whether it will be used for its intended purposes of fighting crime. If the Alberta legislature passes Bill 42, bars in the province would be able to gather and store the name, age, and photo of anyone who walks through the door. Management could then share this information with other bar owners and the police. Really? Other bar owners and the police? Or anybody else they wanted to. They want to sell off private information to a corporation somewhere. I'm sure they'd do it if they paid enough money. But here's the real kicker. Let's see. Rob Anderson, the member of the Legislative Assembly for Audrey Chestmaster, I totally screwed that name up, but hey, whatever, introduced the bill, which would allow, here we come, it will allow police to enter bars and remove anyone they think is a criminal or gang member without the bar owner's permission. So in other words, they can go into any establishment, say, you, and gone. Now, they don't have to have probable cause. The person doesn't really have to be a criminal or a gang member. But this allows police to literally go in and take anybody they want out. I mean, give me a break. The bill is designed to keep gang members out of bars. The majority of law-abiding patrons won't be affected. See, if you're not doing anything wrong, Alex, what do you have to worry about?
But by the way, this is global. I remember about 5 years ago in England, they would drive up. You can search engine this.
And they would pull up with mobile body scanners for weapons and also biometrically scan their bodies. And now most bars in London make you thumbprint and face scan to get into the bar. And then they have Miami bars and others and some in Europe where you've got to take a chip to get in the bar.
Yeah, it's very trendy.
It's very trendy, and they got all basically hookers in the back.
Back in like 2003, the Baja Club. I remember you.
Yeah, exactly. Going,
oh,
well,
and he just happened to be an ex-Marine. Oh, he was just ex-military, starting a biometric program for trendies at a bar.
No, it was implantable chips, but that wasn't the hooker joint. There were some others in Europe, you know, with like topless bars, mm-hmm. doing the same thing. But yeah, we had him on the show. We had the CEO on. He said, "You will be chipped. You will submit," and then he started laughing. So this is all a big joke to them, but how dare us go on YouTube and dominate? Folks, we are dominating. That's why they're striking back. This means we're really having an effect, and it's exponential. Permis, it isn't hype. I'm at the Texas coast where I'm not on a radio station or anything, and there's an InfoWars sticker on the thing without me even looking. You know, 300 yards away from the little hotel condos on the beach. Everybody behind the desk is a fan now. Days before that, I'm at a campsite, and the people that give me the campsite permit, they're all fans. And I go, "Where did you hear? YouTube, YouTube, YouTube." That is where the fight is, folks. Upload this right now to hundreds of channels. They can't stop us. They can't stop us all. They're showing us the censors they are. But if we give in to their censorship, then they win and they can move forward. We have to openly show everybody the censors that they are. But yes, this bar situation, all of it. Thumb scanners to get school lunches. Thumb scanners to get library books.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
When I think it's all right, then I do what I like. It's want to do is
fight these bastards. I am so upset. In this 5 minutes, I think I'm just going to rant about YouTube and how they are really just some of the most disgusting, vile creatures out there. You know, when it started, I was a little hesitant to get on the YouTube bandwagon. I still hadn't had a MySpace page. But people were sending me these clips. Before this, it was all WMVs that were embedded. I mean, even the old school Prison Planet and InfoWars would have to embed WMVs. And again, this is very heavy on traffic. When I say that, it's bandwidth intense. Okay, but when you have it as just a link, and most of the bandwidth is going through a third party that is generating revenue because of all the ad space they're able to sell, because YouTube is literally in the top 10 in the world. You know, I mean, it's one of the most powerful sites out there in the world. This ain't Google and Yahoo, I think, are one and two. And Yahoo is in the top 10. I'm pretty sure so is MySpace and Facebook. Now, think about the power of that in the world. The internet is bigger than television at this point. Okay, most people in their, you know, teens, 20s, and 30s don't even watch that much television anymore. It's all based off the internet, and then they get on their Xbox Live, and they're in that little world. I mean, literally, television now is really for, you know, older people who are watching Grey's Anatomy or House. I mean, how many youngsters do you see watching that? How many of your kids are watching that? No, they're not. You know, they'd rather be playing video games or rather be surfing the internet. And, you know, that's why, you know, we did this story last summer, but they started banning the names of Xbox accounts. Oh, if your Xbox account suggests that 9/11 might be an inside job, you're banned. And then that's it. They just, your account's over with. Now they're doing the same thing on YouTube. They don't like us tapping into the new technology. They don't like it that we're ahead of the curve. They don't like it that a video of mine that's a minute and 47 seconds long gets 6,000 views in a day and then starts to go viral everywhere. Especially when it doesn't take the establishment mainstream position. How dare it? How dare you think outside of the box? How dare you call out a criminal for what he is, a criminal? You know, call it like you see it. I'm sick of all this. Oh, you need to be really careful, Jason. Some of the things you say aren't true. Everything I talk about on this program is backed up by mainline sources. Now, am I going to get everything right 110% of the time? No, no one does. Nobody. It's impossible. We're human beings. We're going to make mistakes. But I know I didn't make any copyright mistakes. And I know that I didn't commit any kind of crimes by the things that I said. I have free speech. I have the Constitution. I have the Bill of Rights. I don't care what they tell me. And they don't like it when I say, hey, by the way, this bill is a bad idea in Alberta, Canada. And, you know, I have Canadian listeners. In fact, I get tons of calls from Canada. I would say outside of the United States, Canada is my biggest listening audience, obviously. And I get at least two or three calls from Canada every single night. Oh, but it'll be good to have a biometric thumb scan over at the bar. Jason, what are you thinking? You know, we were talking about that Smith woman earlier. This is the person that has banned Michael Savage and 15 others. Remember, only 10 of the names are actually released. Who knows who the other six people are that supposedly aren't allowed in the UK anymore for their inciting...
It may incite criminal violence if they come here. Really? No, I believe that. Don't you understand? And it doesn't matter. 30,000 people have the ID card anyway. 70,000 by the end of the year. Just take it. It's more convenient. You'll never have to carry a bill again. It's great.
We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new silver solution liquid form was shown to be a powerful preventative for H5N1 influenza. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and virus. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order now to protect yourself and those you care about. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And I can't help but wonder, no Willie McBride, do all those who lie here know why they died? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame, the killing and dying, it was all done in vain. Oh, Willie McBride, it all happened again, and again, and again, and again, and again.
Well, you know what? They want to take away our YouTube. We'll just go to Blip TV. I'm going to create the Blip TV account, and there is still one thing out there that they haven't really cornered us in on. They haven't banned us from the iPhone, although I'm sure that they may. But even when they do that, there's alexjonesringtones.net. That's alexjonesringtones.net. Just another great way for you to get the word out. They want to censor the YouTube channel? How about being on a bus or in a crowded street and all of a sudden your phone starts ringing and it's Alex Jones on one of his superb 20-second rants? You know, you're going to get somebody's attention. Hey, what is that? Hey, you never heard of Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, The Alex Jones Show? It's a great way to support us here and really promote the show and promote the information that we bring to you. AlexJonesRingtones.net. That's AlexJonesRingtones.net. Now, we are joined by my guest for the evening, Ernest Hancock. He is, I'm not sure if he's the founder, but he's a member of We Are Change Arizona. FreedomPhoenix.com is the website, and he has taken the initiative to do something outside of the internet. What a novel idea. You know, take to the streets. He better watch himself, because civil disobedience, according to the latest DHS report, That's you know, extremism and terrorism, and it's a bad thing. But we still have our First Amendment right, and I think that civil disobedience is a great thing. But this isn't even disobedience. All they're going to be doing is talking to people, handing out 10,000 Obama deceptions, or I'm not sure if they're all going to be Obama deceptions, but hopefully they are, because Obama is coming to Arizona State University on May 13th. Hopefully we can get a buzz around and really get some legitimate questions to, you know, if he takes them, to Obama and the administration. Thanks for joining us, Ernest.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So how did you get the idea to do this? I mean, obviously, you've been involved pretty heavily in the Patriot movement for quite some time now. You've run for office, which I think is great. But what made you, you know, decide that this was the best thing to do, having Obama come to the university?
Well, what happened was, I didn't ask for Obama to come, but once we found out that he was coming, well, of course, we want to take advantage of it. It was a young gentleman named Andrew and his wife, Gwen, that approached me. We have our Freedom's Phoenix workshop, where we have a television studio and radio studio and print shop and putting in silk screen for T-shirts. We have sign production, cubicles, phones, faxes, computers, editing. I mean, we're rocking and rolling. We're aspiring to be you guys. But what happened was this young couple came up with the idea that they wanted to distribute 10,000 DVDs to the ASU students when Obama came, and it just evolved into a large project where they had a lot of support from everyone. The main thing was is that we wanted to make sure that this information got out before he got here. I'm sorry?
No, you're still on.
So what we did is we produced, we're getting up toward 15,000 because April 15th, around the post offices and with the tea parties and so on, I spoke at the Arizona Tea Party, and we distributed, at least 3,500, 5,000, so we had to, you know, ramp up and collect more money and make more. Well, we've been distributing them for the past, over 2 weeks. So
okay.
The ASU student body is already infected.
today.
Well, that's excellent.
Well, last weekend, starting Saturday, they started the pirate radio station, and they just looped the MP3 of Obama deception on the radio station.
I want to talk about that on the other side, because that is an ingenious way to get your message across as well. All these micro stations help us out as well, folks, and by looping our videos, replaying our shows, you help get the message out that way. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Alright folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We're joined by Ernest Hancock. And if you're in the Arizona area and you're not a member of We Are Change or listen to this, we would like you to join. FreedomPhoenix.com is the website. And you're telling me now you have almost 15,000 DVDs to give away?
No, they're already being given away.
Oh, I gotcha.
We probably got probably about 5,000-6,000 left, but yeah, no, we didn't wait. You know, we wanted to make sure that the minds of the students were exposed to this before Obama got here. And
gotcha.
So, of course, I'm sure they're freaking out. You know, what are they going to do? We had Phoenix police helicopters flying low over our workshop in a circuit, you know, getting license plates and stuff today, but that's
standard operating procedure, so, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it's par for the course. How did you get all these? How did you get all these burned? Basically, you must have had a team burning right around the clock to get all this done, right?
Well, we have, it's called VinPower Digital, I think, is a manufacturer. We had two of them. We got a third 11-stack DVD duplicator just recently. We had two of them during the revolution over a year ago. We've already done over 40,000 DVDs of other stuff. You know, Freedom to Fascism, we did a lot of those. In fact, this DVD that we're passing out is a double feature. We compressed Freedom to Fascism and the Obama Deception in one DVD, so they're getting a double dose.
Well, that's excellent because, you know, I think Freedom to Fascism is really the best movie out there that pretty much focuses solely on the fraudulent IRS and money system as well as the Federal Reserve. And, you know, Aaron Russo, God rest his soul, really still needs to be commended for that work of art because it hasn't been matched since, especially on that subject matter.
You know, he, about a week before he died, a week and a half before he died, was the right before the Iowa straw poll. Mm-hmm. And we were out there doing this, and there was an event in Jackson, which is where the Natural Law Party guys are, the Transcendental Meditation Maharishi guys. Mm-hmm. And that crowd in the plaza there were chanting in the Fed. In the middle of an ocean of corn, you have the Natural Law Party guys, when Ron Paul was there speaking, chanting in the Fed. And I called Aaron, and I'm like, look, man, you win. You can go out happy. You did what you wanted to do. And these guys, they get it. And very appreciative of the impact that his movie had, because he really wanted to get, he's been for decades wanting to try and have this kind of impact, and I think he did. You know, I know he did.
Well, and, you know, I think it's evident that he had a great impact in the fact that his movie was the one featured in the MIAC report as subversive material, as well as Ron Paul bumper stickers. We just had somebody detained in Louisiana for having a Don't Tread on Me bumper sticker. And, of course, they tried to demonize the group Campaign for Liberty, which is all about taking the government back for and by the people and having good people like yourself run for office. How can people get involved? I mean, I know that Obama is coming on the 13th, but you said you still have a few thousand DVDs. Tomorrow is the 12th. If there is somebody out there in Arizona, how can they contact you and become a member of We Are Change and join the effort?
Well, the We Are Change Arizona is just some of the kids that, you know, they do a lot of stuff. A lot of them work through Freedom's Phoenix, but it's their own thing. You know, Freedom's Phoenix is kind of, it's not really a parent, it's more of like a Liberty Nexus. We do a lot of stuff, and it's really a news site. But what happens is, because we provided the workshop for them to be able to do whatever they want, and we don't try to tell them what they can or can't do, we just try and help them. It's just a buzz of activity. In fact, there was a gentleman that came from Dallas, drove out here today because he heard when I was on Alex's show Monday, and heard that, says, I'm going. He showed up today. He's out at ASU right now with them, passing out more DVDs. They have one of their, we have the FM transmitter. We have three of them, and one of them they took and put in a car with an inverter, and they're up on top of one of the parking garages transmitting right now. And it has a little audio mic thing, and, you know, it goes to, you know, the MP3 that they're playing, but they also can plug in a microphone and do a live show from on top of the parking garage, and they're having fun. So it's just been inspirational for a lot of people to do a lot. And this is not just this. This is just a really good example, making use of Alex's movie to show what can be done in freeing young minds to the truth. Because this Obama thing is very short-lived. I mean, these kids, they were very hopeful for the kind of change that he had promised, and, you know, escalating the war in Afghanistan and Pakistan, and, you know, bringing on another country or going, you know, it's just a slap in their face. And I'm not sure what kind of, you know, counter the bad guys are going to have to this. I mean, I'm just kind of disappointed that Freedom's Phoenix wasn't listed on, you know, people that should be watched.
Well, it might be listed in the classified reports, and be careful what you wish for, because we don't have a localized document straight out of Arizona yet. I wouldn't be surprised if it actually was named in one of those documents, because you got to remember, we got the Virginia Fusion Center document, and then we had two nationally distributed DHS documents, but the localized Virginia one was 215 pages long and literally named almost every organization and admitted that they had been surveilled for quite some time, even though they hadn't committed any crimes or plotted any acts of violence or terrorism that they're so willing to lump in there, because everything is terrorism and everybody's an extremist. And even though, you know, you're part of a leaderless resistance movement right now, Ernest, I mean, you could be a subversive. I'm just so glad that people are waking up. They are taking action. And like you said, it is very inspiring to see people step up to the plate and have the will to actually do something. Not just talk about it, not be an armchair quarterback, take part in something that can change lives.
Well, we've been doing this for, we were on their first list back in 94 when they created the FBI. I was out of Phoenix here, so they had their, you know, constitutionalists need to be watched, and it was the same thing, you know, and it came out of, Was it the Southern Poverty Law Center?
They're the ones that continue to, they continue to demonize us here at InfoWars. And, of course, you know, everything we do. And Lou Dobbs is a bad person now, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. They're pretty disgusting people all the way around.
No, well, this is, they're just a function of the machine. I mean, this is, you know, this is, once you've been doing this for a long time, and just like Alex is very sensitive to this, it's a psyop. You know, these guys have been doing, well, I've been through this since 89. I've seen it go round and round. That's why they call it revolution. It just keeps coming around. Well, I'm telling you, we're built up to a big revolution, and they're having to make sure that anyone that they believe that's in opposition to their ruling us has to be on some kind of list so that they can be rounded up, you know, if they ever get the guts to do it later. And I don't think it's really, you know, bravery or courage on their part. It's just desperation. You know, they're going to be in a situation to where they are going to, you know, see the pitchforks and torches coming towards them, and they're going to act out of desperation. But what they have to count on is they have to count on law enforcement and the military to do their bidding. And if you have a, like the Russian Revolution, where you have people, the tank commander is just not willing to fire on the people, you know, and will that happen here in America?
Well, I think that the reason that is an important point to make is because they are bringing more foreign troops in who may be willing to pull the trigger. NLE 09, National Level Exercise 09, that's going to take place at the end of July into the beginning of August, takes place with international forces, the UK, Australia, Canada, Mexico, and then FEMA Region 6, and it is based on a terrorist attack occurring overseas, and then FEMA's heading up this drill, by the way, and it's incorporated with DHS, and then when they come to the United States, they're going to integrate all local, state, federal, and even tribal governments into this, as well as private sectors, make makeshift FEMA centers and military bases, and I think that that's what this is. This is to try to get local law enforcement used to the idea of working with all these other entities and just letting them know the sovereignty's over, Constitution's over, Bill of Rights is over, we might have to quarantine people, we might have to do a domestic takeover, and I pray to God more people wake up, especially on the inside, so they don't allow that to occur.
Well, here in Arizona, we were kind of prepped for this. You know, you got to keep in mind that Jack McLam, which was a Phoenix police officer here, had the Aid and Abet newsletter, which was police and military against the New World Order back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And, you know, started in the early 90s, I became aware of him, and I've interviewed him on my radio show in a four-part series that, you know, just went from the beginning to end. And he was very specific about that, you know, Vampire Killer 2000, the book that they had created, and all this information was, sooner or later, local law enforcement is going to be the tip of the spear for this New World Order. And he's, like, warning them. He's saying, look, you know, take your oath seriously. Here it comes. Don't get caught in this. Then in the mid-90s, they had the multi-jurisdictional task force thing that they kept amping up. That came in with Clinton and Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Gets all kinds of press, and he's a hardcore, toughest sheriff kind of. He was DEA for a decade and a half. This guy is part of it. He's just walking it right in. So this was, in fact, that pamphlet that we found out about they were doing, like their watch lists are doing now, came from a deputy at the Sheriff's Department that sent it to us. We were the ones that broke that back when we had a workshop back in the mid-90s. You know, we've been libertarian activists for a long time. So this is just nothing new to us. We've been going through this. You know, we have Napolitano's now head of the Homeland Defense Gestapo. She was our governor here. And before that, she was U.S. attorney. You know, and she was attorney general. And she was criminal defense attorney for a lawmaker that was caught taking a bribe on videotape.
Well, there's no doubt that Napolitano is
her co-chief of staff.
Yeah, there's no doubt that Napolitano is bought and paid for and part of this elite establishment and really a minion for them, or she wouldn't be where she is. I mean, she's the successor to Michael Chertoff, who is just an outward demon. We'll be back. Final segment with Ernest Hancock. We are Change Arizona, FreedomPhoenix.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior. TheInfoWarrior.com is my website, and used to be my YouTube channel until they pulled it today with no reason or purpose other than to censor Alex Jones and everybody around him, as well as InfoWars and Prison Planet. So we are asking you to give them a call. Can you put it up on the screen for me? I think it's, what is it, 653? Oh, no, that's not it right there. There we go. It is 650-253-0000, 650-253-0000. Call them up. Tell them how displeased you are that they would go out and carte blanche. Just take off every channel that has anything to do with Alex Jones or myself. I mean, the majority of the videos posted there are just this show. I don't own my own content. It's not original content. I don't understand what's going on. So again, give YouTube a call and raise hell. We're talking to Ernest Hancock of We Are Change Arizona. FreedomPhoenix.com is the website. They've been handing out thousands of DVDs to ASU campus. They're going to continue to do so tomorrow. And then Obama's going to be there May 13th. What are the plans for May 13th, Ernest?
You know, a lot of the guys, they want to be out there and do whatever they can to keep spreading the message. I like having all of the work done before he even gets there. You know, all the minds being infected, all the banners out, the radio playing, the DVDs in their hands, and having a big run. We have, newspapers that have been doing interviews on campus and so on. So by the time that he even comes, the majority effect already there. But, of course, it's always good for them to enjoy themselves and have a good time out there at Sun Devil Stadium passing out stuff. But you know what's going to happen. And, the big bad guys are not going to be pleased with that. And that's why I like getting all the information out beforehand. Because once an individual gets this information, how do you unlearn the truth? And it's, the revolution, that was one of our slogans, we know the truth. And that's a very, very, very powerful thing. Now, what's going to happen, I'm afraid that anyone that goes to Sun Devil Stadium, they're going to have to go through an anal probe, on steroids to even get in because of, of course, the president being there and then all the other stuff that we're doing. So we haven't tried to coordinate anything, but they're coordinating on their own. They have all kinds of different plans of being at different intersections and passing out stuff and wearing shirts and throwing shirts and doing all kinds of stuff. And I encourage and help and print and do whatever they need to do to go have fun.
So, well, I hope they also arm themselves with video cameras, because that really is the weapon of choice in the info war. Make sure they have some handheld cameras. Maybe they have some people in the backdrop that aren't really handing out the stuff, maybe aren't dressed like everybody else, so they can get things on camera once their cameras are taken. Really, that is, in my opinion, one of our biggest tools and weapons in this info war.
Way ahead of you, man. The biggest thing, weapon that they have today, a lot of the new guys, I'm 48 years old, so I've been doing this a while, and the big thing that a lot of people don't know is that the weapon that the bad guys have more than anything else, because they really are limited on the arrows in their quiver, is fear. They want you to be intimidated. They'll, bolster up to you and, and demand and all this kind of stuff. But when you got a video camera standing there and then another one taking a video of the guy with the video camera, and another one taking a video of the guy holding the video, taking a video of the video camera, there's really not a whole lot they can get away with without really good provocation, justification, which they don't have. So the more that they act like thugs, really the better it goes to demonstrating how thuggish they are. So
you better watch yourself, though, when you post it on YouTube. It could be subversive, and they may just take it off. I mean, they like to do that
over
there.
I'm really interested in that, and I'm sure your audience would like to hear the summary of that. They just blanket just took you shoes off. They just said, dude,
listen, mine was up today. I had blogged on the Info Warrior just this video that had gone viral from a caller the other day, right? It had over 6,000 views. And then I go to press play when I came back to work, and all of a sudden it's gone. And then I'm looking through the comments, and they had pulled, the comments said that they pulled everything. And I said, no, they couldn't have pulled the whole channel. We didn't get any emails saying that we did anything wrong to copyright infringe. They just said, because I was associated with Alex Jones, they're pulling everything, and they just totally and completely disabled the Info Warrior channel today.
You know what this means? I've been through this before, and I'll tell you what it means. What happens is it comes down to the fact that they will just create another mechanism by which that we will share information.
Yeah.
You know, it's every time that they've done this, there is always another method. Spaceship One went up. That means we're going to be putting up our own satellites. Thank you very much.
You got it. Thank you for joining us. Ernest Hancock is the man. He helped organize this great DVD giveaway. There's still thousands left, so go to freedomphoenix.com. Please help him if you're in that area, or join We Are Change Arizona. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Lateral and stop what a pride they ever are.
some news, but I'm also going to be taking your calls. 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. And I was mistaken earlier. It wasn't H.R. 866. It was H.R. 1966. That is the Cyberbullying Prevention Act. And apparently, we've been doing a lot of cyberbullying over here at InfoWars and Prison Planet because I don't have a YouTube page anymore. Just no more YouTube page for me. No. And I'm irate. I just got a text earlier in the evening. If you're listening to this locally, maybe at 90.1 or you're just in Texas, there is a Google office over in Austin. Maybe we need to pay them a little visit. Maybe some people need to be knocking on some doors and saying, hey, why are you quelling free speech? I know you're owned by Google, who has all sorts of government affiliations now, but I do believe that they said they wouldn't be evil, despite the fact that they censored the number of views Loose Change had, despite the fact that they froze the account of Fabled Enemies, despite the fact they went after Terror Storm and Endgame. I mean, come on. I mean, really, just let us swing for the fences, at least. I wonder if we still have these callers right here. If we do, I guess I'm going to go to this one right here. Chris in South Korea, you're on the air.
God, I finally got through.
You're in.
All right, thanks a lot. I have a lot of information here, so I'll try to cover it fast, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to call you guys since September.
Okay.
Okay, so in September, I noticed in the bookstore, they're pumping out a lot of Obama books, including the book that I bought, which is a children's book about Obama. And with those books, you'll find lots of books, that have the title, The Shifting of Power in the New World Order.
Really?
And it's got Russia, it's got China, it's got South Korea, it's got Japan highlighted.
Now, what is this, a book or just a magazine?
This is a book littered in with the Obama books, and that was the English subtitle.
Do you have this copy or what?
No, I don't. I bought the Obama story for children instead. And I can't take any cameras into the bookstore because people were going in with their cell phones and taking pictures. So
they don't even let you in with your cell phone either, or no?
No, because people were going in and just taking pictures of like recipes and cookbooks and stuff like that instead of buying the book. At least that's what they said. But there's more to this story. So,
okay.
Flash forward, I went to school since I'm a teacher here, and I had one of my students come over to me, and they said, "Oh, teacher, I'm going to tell you about the future. I've been watching this show, and they're telling us that there's only going to be two countries in the world." I'm like, "What? Two countries in the world?" So he said, "There's only going to be two countries, and basically it's going to be divided along the northern hemisphere." And he said, "The north is going to have all the money, and the southern hemisphere is going to have all the people, the poor people." So this is one of the popular shows that they're pushing out for kids.
Really? What's the name of it? This is in South Korea. What are you in? You're in South Korea, right?
Yeah, I'll have to email you the name because it's in Korean, and I have to get it translated still because he just told me about that yesterday. So
interesting.
And okay, so let me give you some more information here because I've almost gone through my list. Okay.
Okay.
So I can email you a lot of this stuff later, like when I get more sources and confirm it. But I'll just give you the basic overview of stuff. If you ask people about chemtrails here, it's not conspiracy theory. They say that China is doing it. They're shooting rockets up into the sky filled with pollution to blast away sun rays and stuff like that and alter the weather.
It's basically what they said. They announced, the Obama administration announced in Fox News and others, saying that they were going to shoot pollutants into the upper atmosphere to block the harmful sun rays.
Right. And when I started to ask people here, have you heard about chemtrails? Because I'm dating a Korean girl. She's mm-hmm. like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we all know about that. Yeah, yeah. And then she said, you guys have no idea about Asians. She's like, everybody already thinks that China's doing it, and China will tell us that they are doing it. And the Beijing Olympics Firework Festival is what is cited by people here as a success story because it's the rainy season. It was the rainy season. And they'd been on a couple days of rain straight, I think. Mm-hmm. And they're saying that China stopped the rain. It was supposed to rain that day for the
It was all over the mainstream media. Not only did they stop the rain, but then during that festival, they actually faked a lot of the fireworks for the television to make it appear that God's footsteps were coming into the stadium. So they really blurred the line on reality there as well.
Yeah. So essentially, everybody already believes that this is going on. So let me give you just a few more points of information, okay?
Sure.
So I'm a teacher, like I said, and I started talking to some of my students about vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got like grade 1 and kindergarten students up until middle school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because these kids all actually have heavy vaccine scars on their arm in the shape of a rectangle with dots in it. I guess that's for a tuberculosis shot.
Okay.
Okay, but by the time they're 7 years old, they've already had 14 vaccines.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
And for everybody listening, I'd highly recommend that if you still think vaccines are good, go right to the CDC's website, which is cdc.gov/vaccines. And it will give you a PDF file, and it's got a list of all the additives in the vaccines. And these are things like sodium borate, which is a known mutagen, according to the material safety data sheets. So these are, like, you've only scratched the surface if you're talking about the mercury, because there's so much other stuff in
there. Oh, we talk about everything here, but the mercury is just so blatant in your face. But, I mean, they've been caught putting SV40, simian virus 40, into the vaccinations. I mean, it's on another level. Baxter sends out contaminated vaccines to 14 different countries, supposedly for the bird flu, with two strains of live bird flu and one strain of live human flu. I thank you for the call, Chris. Send me the information and email. I got to jump. Let's go to George in Indiana. George, you're on the line.
Yeah, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. First, I don't know why they would cut you and Alex off if they're going to leave a YouTube video that's called Proof Islam and Allah Are the Antichrist. But let me rant here for a second. You know, they cyber-monitored you and Alex, and they're on your tube now. And, you know, they're not out for patriotic services. Let me see, YouTube. Bail out? I don't think so. That's really foolish, man. You're in the red, Bubba. Now you have millions of very unhappy viewers, and the movie Warriors said it right. Can't you count, suckers?
Well, I'm just still disgusted. I mean, I'm still a little bit in shock that they would just pull my channel down again. You know, there was no warning for this. They didn't say stop this behavior. You can't post this video. They just said, nope, no videos for you. You're banned.
Yeah, it's amazing. You have all the truth, man. You know, and I watch Bill O'Reilly for a laugh. I mean, these people, what are they? Do they really think they're part of it?
Well, I think that they do think they're part of it. You know, I just came across a video today. Someone sent me the transcript for this video of a 96 correspondence dinner. See, the correspondence dinners are big because it happened over the weekend. Obama was there, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, Don Imus was one of the guys who was standing up, and he was the main roaster, if you will. And he brings up out of nowhere the Bohemian Club, and he says that Dick Cheney are there and Rush Limbaugh. I forget who the third person is, but Rush Limbaugh, you know, 10 plus years later, is asked about the Bohemian Grove on his radio show, and he knows what it is. He's like, oh, I've been asked to go, but I've never been there, wink, wink, but I hear the food is good. Well, the only way that Rush would know the food is good is because he goes there, and he is a part of the establishment, and he reads off a script, and I'm sure O'Reilly does the same. I thank you for the call, George. Let's jump to Dan in Arkansas. Dan, you're on the line.
Hey, I want to say congratulations, Uncle Jay.
Oh, thank you, man. You know, a new addition to the family, if you're just tuning in. My mother called me live on the air. My sister just had a little baby girl, and hopefully I'll be seeing her in the coming month.
Absolutely, brother. You know, I'm about to have a baby myself, so it's exciting times in this world we're in. Hey, another thing I want to say is I want to thank Alex, finally, for taking some time off for himself and his family. Mm-hmm. He was desperately overdue. And, you know, him being in the position he's in, he's leading a lot of people, whether he likes to admit it or not, he's leading a lot of people. When he starts getting stressed, it'll stress us. So thank you, Alex, for taking time for yourself.
You know, he actually admitted that to me off the air, that how much better he felt and how much refreshed he felt after just taking a few days off. And believe me, it was very hard for him to take those few days off. But he does look refreshed, he looks revived, and he looks ready to go.
Dude, trust me, we can hear it in his voice, and it's absolutely refreshing. I could tell you he was overdue. And I want to tell both of you to stand proud, Jason and Alex, for what you guys do, because you two, I'm in the military, and you two are doing more for our country right now than I am doing sitting up here in Alaska. All right? You two are doing awesome. You guys ought to be proud. for the fact that your channel is ripped off of YouTube. Don't take it personally, brother. But at the same time, taking it personally because you are making a huge difference. And it's obvious. And they're getting nervous. They're throwing up BS reasons to take your channel off because you're making a huge difference. And thank you. Now, that's another thing. I want to give Alex some constructive criticism. Mm-hmm. He's going to say that he's going to claim to be at the tip of the spear, which, by gosh, he is. He is the tip of the spear. But when people call up and say, hey, you're the man, he's like the other night when you were talking, he's like, oh, the man himself. He's like, oh, yeah, Jason, the man, whatever. You know, he is a man. You guys have got your people there in the background that are running the show, making sure it goes out and does the job, you know. But when it comes down to it, you and Alex, you're the newest one. You're like the backup lead singer, but, you know, Alex is a lead singer. He's leading a lot of people, and that's why I'm working real hard at one of my radio stations up here in Anchorage to possibly carry you guys, because my little transmitter can only get you out there so far, and your guys' message is very important, and it needs to be out there.
Well, thank you, man, and support from, you know, people like yourself that are willing to call up stations and say, hey, you have to carry this or carry us on a micro and try to get it out to the hundreds or thousands of people that you can. And I agree with you, man. Alex is a lead singer and he knows it in his heart, but it's very hard for me. He has this conflicted existence. You know, he's got a family at home. He wants to be a regular guy. At the same time, he has to be the boss here. He has to run that. And then he has to really keep grounded on top of it while going over hardcore information. And if it weren't for Alex Jones, I obviously wouldn't be sitting in this seat, but I would be nowhere near to as awake to the overall agenda without him, because there are things that there are just alleys and corridors in this information movement that I didn't want to go down, and Alex forced me down those paths, and they're the vaccinations and the occult aspects of this and the world government aspects and the chip aspects. They're very scary stuff, but it was because of a voice like Alex that I was able to look at this information, verify it for myself, and now do what I do, you know, hopefully, you know, maybe half as good as he does, and bring people into this movement, because we can't be preaching to the choir.
You're doing a good job there, Uncle Jay, and I want to let you guys know that even though I cannot donate a whole lot of money, but here in September at PCS down to Alamogordo, New Mexico, mm-hmm. I would be more than willing to come over for a week and take the trash out, deliver coffee, whatever it's got to do. You know, I can't donate money. Exactly.
Hey man, just for you putting us up on your transmitter to get us out, that's a huge step, and you are a true info warrior. I thank you for the call. Everybody can do a little bit. I mean, we just talked to somebody for a half an hour who is making up DVDs and handing them out in ASU. I mean, again, it's about the will to do something, to stand up and fight, to not live on your knees, but if necessary, die on your feet for what you believe in. And that's the bottom line. You know, do you want to live as a slave, as a subordinate, as what they describe you as sheeple, as chattel? Do you want to just keep accepting and accepting it? Oh, I'm going to take it just, and you just keep going back and back and back until you're in a grave. Plans for British homes to have smart meters by 2020. All homes in Britain are to have smart meters installed by 2020 to record energy use under plans announced by the government on Monday. See, I've been telling you about this. This is the island mentality, where everything you do will be regulated. The new meters would mean an end to estimated gas and electricity bills. No waiting in for a meter reader call. See, they act like it's going to be the best thing ever. Oh, it's going to be so convenient to have this meter thing. No one will have to come. We'll just decide how much energy you're allowed to use. We'll just decide how much we're going to charge you for your little carbon tax. So smart meters in all homes in Britain. Do you think that that could possibly be some sort of a control grid? No, but I must be making it up. I obviously wrote this story under a pseudonym, submitted it to Reuters, and had them publish it. An elaborate hoax by Jason Burmes. Give me a break. All right, let's jump to Rick. You're on the air. Rick.
Hi, Jason.
How you doing?
Great. By the way, you woke me up 3.5 years ago. I'm 53 now, and 3.5 years ago, a 28-year-old told me that I should watch Loose Change. Mm-hmm. And I did, and she also told me to go to Infowars.net, and I've been on fire ever since then. I bought a DVD burner about a couple of years ago, and I put out thousands of DVDs. And this thing that's happening, Alex predicted it some time ago. I remember listening, and he said, we're going to have times when they're going to try and pull the Internet on us. So I started burning DVDs then, knowing this was coming. And I want to put a fire out there to everyone listening. If you can buy a DVD burner, get one, please. If you can do wireless microtransmitters, do it. We need to make an army of people getting information out. And what I called is Operation Wake Up Your Neighborhood. Is if we'll take responsibility for our own neighborhood, and every month I go out at 3:30 in the morning, I put out DVDs in the newspaper boxes. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing that for the last year. If we can do that, we will wake up America, and we will change our world. We'll take this back.
Absolutely. And, you know, it doesn't have to be relegated just to your local neighbor's mailboxes. You know, go out to the local Walmart where it's packed on a weekend, and you will have no shortage of cars to put movies on the windshield. People
Absolutely.
Take DVDs, okay? We speak MTV and videos now. Everybody's got a DVD player. It's like the television set in the 80s and 90s. Everybody's got one, and they want to watch movies. People don't read. They barely even watch the regular propaganda news. So you have to hit them hard with this information on a DVD. That's why the Obama deception is so important. That's why Loose Change is so important. That's why Fabled Enemies is so important. Because, again, people don't take the time to read. You have to do it for them. And, you know, like you said, wake up your neighbors, wake up your friends, wake up your family. Anything else for me, sir?
That's it. And, you know, I get out about 400 DVDs a month. And if we can just, and I'm out giving them out to people, and but if we, main thing is we need to really put a push out to override this YouTube thing. You know, when the nervous system gets interrupted, there's other internuncial nerves that start moving out and branching out to go around the problem, and that's what we need to be doing. We need to be thinking ahead and moving around these problems so that we continue the InfoWars.
Absolutely, and that's why we're going to have a Blip.TV account tomorrow, I promise you folks. We got to put new accounts everywhere. We're asking you to post them on your personal sites. Let Google and YouTube know we don't like their fascism. We don't like their dictatorship. We don't like their tyranny. We want the InfoWarrior and the Alex Jones Channel back.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror, and pandemic kits, water storage, and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
I say the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild, wild, wild. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild. 21 guns, blacks made of pine. Letter from the government sealed and signed. Delivered Federal Express on your mother's doorsteps. 21 guns, blacks made of pine. Letter from the government sealed and signed.
You know, I haven't hit this article up, and it's pretty disturbing. I'm not going to lie. It's out of The Guardian. Oh, another mainstream news outlet. The alternative media. How dare they report what the mainstream news writes down and says. They're subversives. They're extremists. They're terrorists, and they need to be stopped. So we'll just pull their YouTube channels, round them up, give them delicious shots under Executive Order 13375, and then throw them in a FEMA camp. But Glenn Beck will tell you all those things don't exist. None of them. The danger of drugs and data. Folks, you know, I can't even believe I'm actually going to say this. But you think the drug companies like you? You think that they're honest? That they're here to help? Merck Drug Vioxx. So this is the Merck company. Well, let's just put it this way. The first fun thing to emerge in the Australian case is an email documentation showing staff at Merck made a hit list, let me repeat that, a hit list of doctors who were critical of the company or the drug. This list contained words such as neutralize, neutralized, and discredit next to the name of various doctors. So if we can't bribe them or kill them, we'll discredit them. I mean, that's the double speak. That's what that means. If we can't bribe them or kill them, actually, you know, bribe, kill, also coerce, you know, threaten them so that they'll change their opinion. We'll just discredit them. Here's a nice little quote. We may need to seek them out and destroy them where they live, said one email from a Merck employee. Very loving, very Christian, very good, very, you know, we're here to help. We're Merck. We want you to feel better. We want you to live longer. That's we love you. Oh, except for if you're a doctor and you're critical, then we're going to go after you, your family, possibly kill you, or discredit you thoroughly. Probably make up rumors about you, hope that you cheat on your wife, and we'll have a video. You know, break up families. That's the sort of thing we do here at Merck. And remember, Michael Clayton, that was all based on Monsanto. Michael Clayton, kind of a stale movie. I mean, a lot of people liked it. A lot of people didn't like it. I was kind of on the in-between. I knew what was going on. Clooney's done better work, in my opinion, but just the fact that it is about Monsanto should allow people to go take a look at it. Staff are also alleged to have used other tactics, such as trying to interfere with academic appointments, dropping hints about how funding to institutions may dry up. Yeah, doc, I don't know how we're going to fund the place if you don't want to drug everybody with this thing. I mean, we're just going to have to give it to them. It doesn't matter if they have any symptoms. It doesn't matter if it has terrible side effects. Doesn't matter if it doesn't work. Don't we want some money here? We have to make a living. Come on, doc. Institutions might think about whether they wish to receive money from a company like that in the future. Worse still is the revelation that Merck paid the publisher Elsevier to produce a publication. Really? Oh, wow. Now they're in with the media too. No, see, this thing, the military industrial complex doesn't exist. Eugenics don't exist. The media loves us too. See, the drug companies and media love us so much, they're willing to work together on how to figure out how to tell us they love us so much. It's a big love fest. The relationship between Big Pharma and the publisher is perilous. Any industry with a global revenue of $600 billion can afford to buy quite a lot of adverts. And pharmaceutical companies also buy glossy, expensive reprints of the trials it feels flattered by. As we noted in the column 2 months ago, there is evidence that this money distorts editorial decisions. Really? Money distorts decisions. And Big Pharma and the media love us so much that they'll make us take drugs we don't need that are harmful. We're going to come back. We're going to take your calls at the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, and InfoWars.com. Go attack Google and YouTube now!
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slang test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get snitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barred curtain, nor the craters beneath the drink flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the media these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
Ladies and gentlemen. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes as we continue to go to your calls. I also want to drop it that GM says it's going to move its headquarters from Detroit. I'm not sure if they're actually saying where, but it will no longer be in Detroit. Weird. The economy was so good 3 years ago when the Bush administration said we were popping. We were never in a recession. And now, you know, the entire auto industry is just going to leave the country and probably be bought up by foreign interests or be nationalized, and nobody seems to care. Nobody seems to notice. And Max Kaiser had it right when he said, you know, the American people really just don't have a spine anymore, or the auto workers would be screaming bloody murder and standing up for themselves. And I really do feel bad for them, because I do feel like most of them don't feel like they do have any recourse. You know, he also made the point that if this had happened over in France, what they would have done is simply taken the foreman and strung them up and just held them hostage until they got what they wanted. And if they did that in this country, it would be martial law, and they'd send in, you know, people with black ski masks to kill them. So, you know, they are a little beyond reproach. Max Kaiser giving a great analysis there. We played it on the show a few nights ago. All right, let's continue to go your calls. Lewis in Texas, you're on the air.
Thanks, Jason, for having me on.
You got it.
Well, I have something to tell you that happened in my school.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to be a senior.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell a lot of people about, you know, what's going on, and some of them are just shocked, you know, they just can't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, like a lot of our teens here, you know, they're just involved in just, you know, what they want to do, what's on TV, what are we going to do next week.
No, I understand. The real world is still very big, and so is the Road Rules Challenge. And now, you know, everybody loves everybody on VH1. There's a ton of trash TV over there, and we can't miss the Keeping Up with the Kardashians and the Playboy Bunnies. I understand. A lot of people have a lot of things to do in high school. They don't want to listen to the truth. They don't want to get involved with society. Continue.
Right. And I have this thing that happened to us at the beginning of the year. And I don't know if y'all have heard about this, but at our school, they did almost like an emergency, almost as if like if some sort of disease were to break out.
Yeah, no, one of these weird emergency drills where they take you to an off-site center and give you a mock vaccination, right?
Right, yeah, mm-hmm. That's exactly it.
Mm-hmm. It's been going on for years. I remember when I was, you know, washing dishes and making pizzas over at Repepe's. Big shout out to Repepe's in St. Johnsville. I overhear the wife of the guy that runs it, you know, talking about how her kids just did this drill, and the kids to her sounded distressed, and she told them to calm down. This is something that you're going to need to do maybe in your lifetime. And what they did is they bust him over to the local police station, which is about 20 miles out, where that would be your FEMA center. Okay. And then as they each got off the bus, they gave them a mock vaccination, and then they put them into different groups and took them away to different places. And she thought that this was a good thing. And I said, do you realize what they just did? They just trained your children in the case of an emergency to leave school with government authorities, take a vaccine, and go to an undisclosed location all without you knowing. I'm like, are you out of your mind? But that was back in the day when Jason Burmes was a nutball by everybody's standards. Nobody wanted to listen to the pizza guy. You know, meanwhile, they have just extended the program and really brought it federal. It's a federal, they try to make the excuse, oh, well, we're in New York, you know, the terrorism happened here. No, it didn't. That was a government black op. People, well, the black ops programs don't exist, Jason. Wired can just report they're getting an additional $50 billion in funding, but black ops programs don't exist. There is no shadow government. I'm making it all up. You got anything else for me quick, Lewis?
I was going to ask you about, Bohemian Grove, are there any new, because I've been listening to you and...
any new developments on the Grove? We'll come back and talk about it on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Oh, Lord, travel so hard.
Oh, Lord, my trouble's so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Oh, Lord, my trouble's so hard. Oh, Lord, my trouble's so
hard. All right, folks, we are back. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes. And we're going to go to Jerry, Carrie, Stephen, and more. The number is 866-582-9933. But I want to thank our last sponsor for the evening, MySolarBackup.com. It's MySolarBackup.com. Basically, what it does, it generates 1,800 watts of power in case of an emergency or an outage. You'll actually still have power due to this little solar panel here. On top of that, it helps you get off the grid, lowers your power bill. You can call them at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Or you can just go to mysolarbackup.com. They have a plan for you. Help yourself get off the grid. Mysolarbackup.com. All right. What other stories have I not been able to go through here? I know there's a couple of them, and then we're going to go right back to your calls. We just reported on Merck. Yeah, that's right. That woman, that Jacqueline Smith woman, she's talking about these identification cards, same person who banned 16 people from the UK. Well, what they don't want to report on is that the majority of British airline pilots, or the BALPA organization, which represents more than 80% of commercial airline pilots, does not want the identification card, do not want to be compulsory guinea pigs for this national ID card scheme. ID cards will have absolutely no value as far as security is concerned. This is nothing other than a coercion, and promises that ID cards would be voluntary have been broken. Jim McAlson, BALPA General Secretary, has told the ministers, we will resist. And God bless those people for resisting. Do not bow down. Do not serve your masters. Do not force yourself into servitude by taking this identification card. Fight it tooth and nail. I thank you, sir, for standing up for what is right. Jerry in Alberta, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Jason. How are you today?
Good.
I was kind of listening to you talk earlier about how there's a new law being passed in Alberta, the bar law.
Yeah, that is bill number 42, where they want bar owners to be able to take all your identification if you go in, and then they can sell it off to whoever they want. And then it is integrated in this police system where the police can now just come in and take you out of the bar, hook, line, and sinker, for nothing. It doesn't matter.
Okay, and you said the MLA in charge of that was Rob Anderson?
This is true.
Yeah, well, I drywalled his basement about a month and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in his basement every day for a month, and I just want you to know that I blasted InfoWars every day for a month in his basement, and I want you to also know that he received the Obama deception, loose change, terror storm, end game. I've had lengthy discussion. He tried firing me, and you want to know what's funny, too? The electrician before me was there for about 2 weeks prior to me, and he's the one who actually helped me get the job, and he blasted InfoWars every day for 2 weeks in his basement too.
Well, the guy's obviously aware of what he's doing. I mean, you don't propose Bill 42 without knowing that this is a police state draconian measure which further integrates this system of complete control. And you have no personal privacy anymore. You're not securing your persons. You're not securing your properties, all because we have to fight crime and terror. I thank you for the call, sir. Let's jump. Well, yeah, go ahead. You're still on the line. Go ahead,
okay.
Jerry.
Yeah, there was a martial law drill in Millerville, which is southwest of Calgary, in January. There was also a martial law drill in Calgary about less than a month ago, and there's one in Medicine Hat. And at the same time, I talked to a city planner. And I don't know if you know how Calgary is designed, but all the communities are gated in. They're gated communities with one or two entrances in. So I talked to a city planner, and the city planner said that the reason that they're gated like this is so that if there was a pandemic or martial law, they can contain us within our communities.
Yeah, it's called a makeshift FEMA center. And, you know, I mean, people don't understand. They will understand after this NLE-09 exercise when they make these centers. But that's the whole thing. They will use military facilities. They will use hospitals. They will use sporting arenas. They will use apartment complexes. They will use whatever is necessary to put down the populace in the case of an insurrection. I thank you for the call, sir. Let's go to Carrie in Georgia. You're on the line.
Hey, it's Carrie, but I wanted to call. I'm on the YouTube channel now, and I'm looking at the most viewed, and I see that Fire Dog Lake is number four, and they support the, you know, right-left paradigm, and they have all the copyrighted news stories on theirs, and you don't see anybody taking them down.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder if there's, you know, maybe a way we can, demand that, all channels that, cause didn't they claim Alex was violating some sort of copyright and that's why?
Yeah, they tried to claim that with the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, but then I listened to Douglas talk to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. They said, hey, we didn't file a complaint. He was on the phone with Google and YouTube. They're just like, no, we're not going to do anything. And it was, had nothing to do with any copyright infringement with my site today. They just said, you know what? You're off the air. We're done. There's no, they just don't want our information out there. I didn't do anything.
Listen. It's flooding into us, all these other YouTube channels. And so Nate Evans had a director's channel that he said we could use. And I hadn't talked to Nate Evans, a great We Are Changer out of New York. He does a lot of the animations for big TV shows. And he now is in L.A. So I said, call Nate. You know, he'd given us the code to that director's channel he's had since, like, you know, right when YouTube started, like in late 2005 or something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And way before it was, you know, Google bought it in 2007. And I call him up because we put in the code for it and it said disabled. And he goes, oh yeah, I should have called and bitched to you, but I didn't. A few months ago, I decided to get active. And he said he uploaded a bunch of my old videos and YouTube canceled him. Saying it was a violation in terms of use and didn't list any copyright violations. They thought he was a small channel.
Mm-hmm.
With the Alex Jones channel, they thought it was my official channel. It was just a fan thing. So they made up some crap because I called the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Then they called me back and I talked to the writer who originally wrote the story. He said, no, I've talked to the editors. They didn't do it. I talked to a bunch of other people there and they say, no, we didn't do this. And then you look, it says Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and then some made-up company that doesn't exist. We've done deep searches. And so I guess, I mean, the guy that, you know, runs the Alex Jones channel, he's going to go ahead and then put in the only one that's real in there is Michael Reagan and Radio America. And, and with that, we actually have the court cases. Remember when Michael Savage with... I think the acronym's CARE. In fact, Google this right now. Michael Savage loses lawsuit. And we'll put it up on screen because I was just back there helping the Dave guy write up the write up a legal brief. So that's what I'm doing up here at 11-something at night. Also finishing up this little film. We haven't announced yet what it's going to be, but it's going to – pre-sale is going to start later in the week, and it's going to come out June 3rd on that Wednesday. But long story short, sir, since I heard you was out there, I was about to leave, and I heard you talking, asking the question – specifically, what was I talking about before I went off?
Savage loses lawsuit.
Oh, yeah, Michael Savage loses lawsuit. So he basically says, you know, put the Arabs in FEMA camps, they're dogs or whatever, or put the Muslims in FEMA camps. And again, that's his free speech right to say it. But it was also this Arab-American Muslim group's right there it is, Savage CARE suit. It's right there. So what they then did, well, no, that's his site. I just Googled it back there for the court ruling. It's Michael Savage loses lawsuit. Michael Savage loses lawsuit. They did the Google. Well, I mean, where is it?
Hold on. You keep talking. I'll get it right.
It drives me completely insane. I was just reading the court case. You know, the point is, it doesn't matter. We're linking to the court case where CARE, Muslim group, was using the clip to show, look at this guy, we need to raise money to politically protect ourselves. And it went to court, and the court said, yes, this is fair use. Not only can they have videos and audio of it, they can use it to fundraise and advertise. So
right.
so to profit off of, we're not even doing that. This is Michael,
it is right here.
Hold on just a second. Great. This is Michael Reagan saying, cram hand grenades in the orifices of Palestinian babies, blow them up and kill them. And then he says, by the way, I will give you money to kill Mark Dice and 9/11 truthers. I will supply the bullets. Murder them. These death threats start coming in.
Right, I heard that. Yeah.
So then he runs around having it all shut down. Mark Dice shut down all this. I'm not putting up with this crap. Listen, judge sides with Care against Michael Savage, sends message using radio talkers' words all right. And you can read the freaking court case, excuse me. You can read the court case right there. This is the same thing. Look, if we had the time and energy, I know the law, we could win on this. You don't say murder people, murder all the 9/11 truthers, I'll pay for their murders, let's line them up and shoot them. That's what he said. He said, we line them up in military firing squads and we kill every stinking one of them. This guy's calling for my murder. And then the son of a bitch, and that's what he is, then goes and shuts down a site with over a million views a week. And building over 2,000 videos, my stuff, with a fake complaint. And I'm just so busy keeping fire downrange. But now YouTube is shutting down other accounts that are just Jason, that are me, and it's flooding in. And then I talk to Nate Evans of We Are Change, you know, does all these big graphics for national TV shows like Knight Rider and stuff. He's a great guy. He's uploading videos of me, and I call him and go, where's that director's channel you were listening to? He goes, oh, they've banned it. We went and looked. They banned it because of my – this has been going on for months. They're running – everybody keeps telling me. They're just culling everything. They're attacking because we're kicking their butt, because I'll say it again. Everywhere I go, it's YouTube, YouTube, YouTube. This is where we're hurting them. Yeah, AM and FM's great, all this, but everything I do on the – things put on the web, folks, it just continues on forever, and it builds exponentially. You, in the old days, you do something on talk radio, it's gone. It's kind of once, turns into a rumor, but internet video is almost like a written word because it doesn't change. It's like it's always there, and so it just keeps building and building. So, folks, go to all the major video sites, post our videos, post what Jason does at night, what I do during the day, post it everywhere. This is hurting them. They're coming after us. Caller can finish up after the thing. I got to go get some work done. I'll see you, folks.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 11, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $9,1190. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $9,3830, $4,6915 for the half ounce, and $2,3457 for a quarter ounce. That's $9,3830, $4,6915, and $2,3457.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes and servicing debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Well, come on, all of you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. We're all gonna die.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. And, you know, I went on a tirade a couple weeks ago. Some woman had called in. She was newer to the show, newer to the information, started talking about the torture rooms in Abu Ghraib and really didn't know the full extent of what was going on there. And I explained to her how they actually had videotapes of the soldiers raping children in front of their parents. And, you know, somebody sent me the source article finally. I knew it was published. I had reported on it years ago. I'm disgusted by it. I remember it being talked about by senators who actually got to watch some of this stuff. I don't know how they got through it. But Hirsch, children sodomized at Abu Ghraib on tape. You just type that in. It's a headline that goes into graphic detail. I don't need to. I just want to, once again, you know, a lot of people call me liar, tell me I'm taking stuff out of context. I'm not. This stuff is all in front of your face. Just open your eyes and your ears and listen to what they're telling you. All right, let's go back to Carrie in Georgia. Finish up, sir.
Oh, yeah, and I was just one more thing before I go. I wanted to tell you a local article here on our local TV website. The police department are to host summer camps and for the children, and they're going through the churches to do it. And
wonder if that's a little clergy response team action, perhaps.
Yeah, it just is so, I can't even believe it sometimes when I'm reading the news anymore. I
send
see
those
all
links
happening.
Out to us. Will you please send those links? Aaron at InfoWars.com, Rob D at InfoWars.com.
Or my
MySpace, myspace.com/Jason Burmis. Thank you, brother. I'll definitely hit on that tomorrow. You send us the paperwork. It'll be in my news blitz. All right, let's go to Steven in Texas. Steven, you're online.
Yeah, hey, good evening, Jason.
Good evening.
Hey, I just wanted to say, first of all, do you think it's just coincidence that Alexander Solzhenitsyn sounds real similar to Alexander Jones and Freedom?
I think that there is no coincidence there, but, you know, I'm just so fired up tonight, Steven, about the fact that they just pulled my entire channel. No reason, no copyright infringement, no real complaints. It's just Jason Burmis, you're off the YouTube.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because while I was waiting on, you know, off to get on, I just happened to put in a search, YouTube shuts down Alex Jones, and there's 976,000 results.
Wow.
Related to that. So, I mean, basically what I see happening here is the more these people do this stuff, the more they're shooting themselves in the foot, because this is just giving you guys free advertising, because what's going on has just become so well known. You know, it's like the old adage, when you tell a kid no, he's going to do it anyway. And so, you know, the more that the establishment wants to come against you guys, the more it's going to cause people to think, well, something's got to be up. I mean, why are they doing this? Especially in entities that claim to be for freedom of speech and want people to put stuff out there and just be themselves, you know, and be on the, I mean, that's, after all, that's what the internet's all about.
Yeah, but Stephen, do you remember when Obama had his big hope page up and it was suggestions for hope? What do you want to see this president do in his first 100 days? And overwhelmingly, number one and number two had to do with a new 9/11 commission, new 9/11 investigation. Yeah. You know what? They said, nope. We're pulling that. We're pulling anything 9/11 related. Doesn't matter if we had triple the number of votes of everything else. Doesn't matter if we were number one. First, they took it off because it was on the front page, and then they, oh, man, this is on the front page. People are going to want to do this. Now more people are going to click on it. Then they took it off the front page. They saw how that didn't work out so well because it still kept going up. They're like, you know what? We're just going to ban it. That's what we do anyway. We just outwardly ban things because we are the dictators. We rule you. We decide what you get to hear and see, Stephen.
Well, they can try to do that all they want, but as long as I still got a brain and a heart, I'm going to do what I know is right, you know, despite what they are trying to push down my throat. I just wanted to ask you something real quick. I had sent an email to both Aaron and Rob D, two of them. I sent one a couple days ago, and then I sent another one out today for both you and Alex, and I was just wondering if you guys got to see those yet, what I had.
I'll have to ask Rob D. He only put a couple articles on my desk today, but he was pretty busy producing. We were trying to get some shows set up for this week. We're going to have Richard Gage later in the week, and I believe tomorrow I'm also going to have comedian Sheldon Anderson, but I will definitely put the word out. I thank you for the call, Stephen. We're going to continue to go to your calls on the other side. Marcus, Ryan, Paulette, and more. The call-in line is 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. Folks, we need to get at Google. We need to get at YouTube. We have to say no. We want our info warrior. We want our Alex Jones. We want freedom of speech. Back after this.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, IonicZone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual-lamp and duct air sanitizers from $279. IonicZone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Rene Case's Asciox-T, naturopath-recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll-free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to IonicZone.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel arms.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made get switch blades in every arm. And this way we ixnay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fakes lay like hidden bombs. We march in unison. The soul is true within. Eternal missions with just a lifetime to do it in.
Stronghold set it with sash it with. Batons. The rebel arms swarm and form like Voltron. Slash your old beast, you heard Mark of the East. Running through cop land, screaming, fuck the police. Hormones in the water, they acting out of order like a pack of rabid wolves. They lambs for the slaughter. Crush your mandible, rip the drums like animal.
We're going to have to get some Muppets footage for that eventually. Jaron, you should be great for that. I know you love the Muppets. You wear the pajamas to the office all the time. They're a little tight on you, buddy, by the way. They're a little... Maybe dress a little more appropriately for work. All right, we're going to continue to go to your calls. Let's jump to Marcus in Texas. Marcus, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how you doing tonight?
Good, man. Hey,
Jason, I just wanted to call and let you know, Josh, he called in your show, I believe it was last week, or no, it was 2 weeks ago maybe when Alex was sitting in. He's one of the guys from the Prison Planet Forum.
Okay.
He's talking about the Promise software.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, well, Josh... Mark, which is anti-Illuminati from the Prison Planet Forum, mm-hmm. and myself have started a new TV/radio show over the internet at deprogram.net called Piercing the Darkness.
Excellent.
And they're really going into detail on all this software stuff, and, you know, a lot of it's over my head, but I'm just kind of regular.
And just so people know, that is deprogram.net. There's no D-E. It's deprogram.net with just the D.
That's
they
right.
also rebroadcast my show. They're good people over there.
Oh, great. Man, it's a great community. You know, and I'm the regular Joe Blow of all this stuff, trying to ask the questions that, you know, the regular guy at. Because these guys, so much over is so in detail, you know, but mm-hmm. they're doing a really good job of getting the information out there. And we've been doing 2 hours leading up, before we broadcast your show, we've been doing the 2 hours leading up to your show. So it's really been working out great. Lots of people from the Prison Planet Forum coming in. And getting a lot of people to download the vids and watching the vids.
Excellent. Just be careful of starting your own YouTube channel because you're on the Prison Planet Forum. You may be automatically banned.
Well, man, that's another thing. I've been sending my thing in to get approved. I'm waiting for my approval email so I can get in on the Prison Planet Forum. If any of the guys can help me out, I sure would appreciate it.
All right. Well, there's the call out. What's the handle they should be looking for on the Prison Planet Forum?
Captain Gringo.
Captain Gringo, thanks, man. Let's go to Ryan in New York. Ryan, you're on the line.
How you doing,
yes,
Brian?
Sir. Good, man.
First of all, congratulations on your new niece or nephew.
Oh, thank you. It's actually a niece, and Michelina is the name after my grandmother.
Very good. Do not vaccinate.
No, you know what? And that was a big conversation that I had with my mother earlier. I called her over the weekend, and she told me that she was going to be going down there to visit my sister, driving from New York all the way to Virginia. And I asked her, I'm like, well, what's the deal? She's not going to vaccinate the kid. She's like, no. You know, she's looking into the conscientious objector. She's going to ask for the paperwork. She's going to refuse it. And, you know, I'm going to try to keep in touch with my sister and help her along the way because, you know, those, you know, let's be honest, those evil people at the pharmaceutical and medical industry, they want to force you to believe that you have to do this. Meanwhile, you're putting your children in serious jeopardy when you do.
Absolutely. And I wanted to call and say that I made a YouTube channel called Exposed 9/11 Lies, mm-hmm. and within a week it was shut down.
Mm-hmm. And what did they say? What was the excuse? What did they say?
It was a Gmail account for Google, and it just said disabled. There was no excuse at all. It didn't say for any particular reason.
They don't like the truth getting out there. They don't like that we have used the internet to get our message across better than any other group in the world. Let me repeat that. The Patriot Movement has used the internet more efficiently than any other group in the world, grassroots or otherwise. The only reason people know about us who don't listen to the radio show and don't come to InfoWars is because of YouTube, Google Video, and the mainstream press that we've gotten because we've dominated for so long on it. I thank you for the call, Ryan. I'm going to jump to Paulette in Calgary. Paulette, you're on the air.
Ben, how are you tonight?
I'm all right.
Good. Listen, I'm calling from Calgary, Alberta, and I want to tell you something that happened about 4.5 years ago. I got a virus in my spinal cord, and it left me a quadriplegic. Mm-hmm. And I ended up losing about 5 inches of my cord, and I almost lost everything. I had 3 children. Anyway, I basically fought the whole system. I ended up not taking all their pills, which was like 30, 40 pills a day. Mm-hmm. And I started doing the natural pathway. And what I realized and found it rediscovered through my own Olympic background is that, you know, the myelin sheath of the spinal cord, and I want everybody to hear this, the reason why these big pharmaceutical companies are getting away with all these pharmaceutical branding products is because all these pills attack the cord. They break down the myelin sheath of the cord. They fully, go at the cord with a bismuth in that pill, any type of pill, basically. Mm-hmm. Anyway, around that time, I had gone to Janet Hall, Dr. Hall. She's a microbiologist in the States. She did the hair toxicology on me. And it's kind of funny that, like, 400 microbiologists have just fallen off the face of the earth. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she had told me to kind of keep it quiet. But she had mentioned to me that the bismuth in my blood was so high, I mean, it was going to kill me.
You know, that's a good point, by the way, that you mentioned those microbiologists, because I don't know if you were listening earlier, but Merck just got caught sending out emails where they had a hit list of doctors that they opposed their drugs or their company, and they said, well, we can neutralize them, they've been neutralized, or, you know, we can defame them and we can discredit them. And then on top of that, they actually, you know, they make all these other comments that we can bribe them out, we can suggest that they won't have any funding. I mean, these people are cutthroat.
Well, let me tell you something. Janet Hall told me personally that she had to watch what she said on the phone because she's being watched. Mm-hmm. And this is really sad that I have to hear this from a lady who's trying to help me. So I just want to kind of say something across here to all the people that are disabled around the world. All those pills that they have you on, all those nice fancy pharmaceuticals, it's about time that we kind of wake up and see that those pills are to dumb us down, keep us extremely sick, keep us paralyzed, not able to walk, because it's plugging up all our neurons and transmitters in the spinal cord. It's totally eating the myelin sheath off your cord. And if we really could get with the program, we'd start pushing like the bill that we're pushing at in Alberta right now, which is that C bill for natural medicine. I know we're in the New World Order, I understand, but we still got to fight for progression here. And as I go out and I'm motivationally speaking around the globe, and I'm going to start here in Canada, I really want people to hear. These vaccinations, they are so bad. Please stop vaccinating your kids. I've had hepatitis B shots in the past as a security guard. I'm sure they played a part in breaking down my myelin sheath. And I just want people to be more aware that, you know, what we're saying tonight here, this is no hype. This isn't to be denied. People are really getting these things from the media. I mean, they're being dumbed down by propaganda. We don't need to take those things. The body will live just fine without it. And the flu virus that just came in, I'm telling you right now, there is no way that nobody can tell me that that was not a planned attack on anybody, because I only saw one case of somebody dying in Calgary, Alberta. Come on.
Yeah.
And that wasn't even by the flu.
Exactly, exactly. And that's a great point, because, you know, they hyped up the deaths in Canada and Mexico. We don't even know if these people died from the swine flu. Nobody in America did. They tried to say that 33-year-old woman did. In the same exact news clip, they admit, well, Texas health officials fell short of actually saying it was the swine flu. And then they said, well, this is from pigs in Mexico. Then they say, oh, we can't find any pigs in Mexico. They find pigs in Canada, and they blame it on a Mexican immigrant worker. I'm not buying the story. I thank you for the call, Paulette. Let's jump to Casey in Arizona. Casey, you're on the line. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay. Hey, did Alex just come on and Savage said that he would pay money to have 9/11?
No. We were talking about Michael Savage losing a lawsuit in 2008. He tried to go after this. No, I know he was talking about Michael Reagan, but we were talking about two different things. First, we were talking about... First, we were talking about Savage losing this lawsuit to a supposed Islamic website who was reposting his stuff and commenting on it. You know, fair use, totally legal to do.
Sure.
And then we were talking about the fact that Michael Reagan had called for the death of 9/11 truthers for us to be rounded up and put before
Reagan.
A fire. Yes,
okay.
Put before a firing squad. Yeah, no, Michael Reagan did that. That's all over the YouTube. And then he tried to pull Mark Dice's YouTube channel for using that excerpt.
Okay. Right, no, I got the rest of it. I said, Michael, they were, I was like, no. And Michael Savage has got some different things. I mean, I agree with some of the things he says. What this lady was talking about, certain doctors that Merck was going to target.
Oh, no, let me tell you about it. That wasn't a lady. That was me. This one is
right.
Yeah. This is out of the London Guardian, sir. And let me just find the article. Here it is. Just so you can find the headline yourself and make sure that, you know, I'm not making this up. I'm an evil member of the alternative media. So what
I'm
saying.
You know, I check everything.
All right. Well, it's called The Danger of Drugs, .. and Data. And here it is. Here's the excerpt that I was reading. The first fun thing to emerge in the Australian case is email documentation showing the staff at Merck made a hit list of doctors who were critical of the company or of the drug. And the drug was Vioxx. This list contained words such as neutralize, neutralized, and discredit next to the names of various doctors. We may need to seek them out and destroy them where they live, said one email from a Merck employee. Staff are also alleged to have used other tactics, such as trying to interfere with academic appointments and dropping hints about how funding the institution might dry up. Institutions might think about whether they will wish to receive money from a company like that in the future. And it continues. I mean, it only gets worse. It's pretty disgusting, but it's really something that we've all known and discussed. But we're tinfoil conspiracy hat wearers if we dare speak up about it.
I got to make up one of those hats. No, I'm
go ahead, man.
Pull it up. How can this continue? How do the people just sit here?
We're retarded. I know I'm not supposed to use the term retarded because, you know, I might offend somebody, but we are retarded.
I used to, and you're right.
Yeah, I mean, give me a break. We're not going to stand up. It's just going to be me, Alex Jones, and a handful of others who make a big deal about this article. You'll never even hear about it in the United States. Maybe one or two people will pick up on it. Maybe Lou Dobbs, maybe Keith Olbermann. And instead of being a featurette for the week, like that Baxter story should have been, it'll be just a story in the wind, my friend.
Oh, man. I'm sick.
How many times do we have to see it? I mean, how many times do we have to see it where we say something on this show out of a Newswire, AP, Reuters, The Guardian, The Telegraph? It should be a huge news story, and we're the only ones reporting on it. The thing is, it gets big on Google and YouTube, but now we don't have YouTube channels, my friend. They just decided to pull us.
Yeah. Crazy, dude. I hope I can call back with something good to report or something positive. This is
well, hopefully read those news wires. Hey, man, you're in Arizona. You got something great to report right now. Tomorrow you can go join We Are Change in Arizona. Go down to ASU and hand out thousands of DVDs with Ernest Hancock. Freedom Phoenix.
I'm pretty old, but no. I know all about it. I've been hearing about it on the web, not in the local radio. Mm-hmm. You know, these people, like when they have the thing they had just the other day, 2 weeks ago.
Well, they had a screening, I think, there, too. Hey, there's a lot of things going on in everybody's community. If you want to start or join a chapter of We Are Change and you don't know how to get going, Dan at We Are Change can help you. That's dan@wearechange.com. Email him. He'll be more than happy that you did, and he will set you up with a network that will help you fight the info war on the ground level, on the front lines. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Chris in L.A. Chris, you're on the air. Yes, sir.
What's going on there, Jason?
How you doing?
I'm doing very well, man. Colin, thank you so much for everything y'all do. You and Alex, I admire y'all so much. Y'all woke me up and allowed me to wake others up that now I'm part of Campaign for Liberty, moving up into a good spot up in there.
Excellent.
And one of the things I want to tell you about was tomorrow at 9 a.m., the House Committee on Administration of Criminal Justice here in Louisiana is going to be going to a bill called 387, HB 387.
Okay.
That is another assault weapons ban, but this one's state.
Okay.
And I didn't know if anybody else has heard about it.
You know what? You need to give out the bill name, and then you really just have a rallying point where people can go and protest this. So what's the bill number?
Bill number is HB 387, and the committee can be reached at 225-342-6945.
All right, Chris, thank you for the call. If you're in the Louisiana area, it is an important issue. Another way to be proactive, another way to make a difference, have an effect, help Chris out. We don't want any more gun bans. We don't want any more regulation of our firearms. We don't want any more restriction of our First, Second, Third, Fourth Amendments, of any of the Constitution and Bill of Rights. What we need is a revocation of the Patriot Act 1, 2, the Military Commissions Act, the legislation that Obama just put into place, extending the executive powers of his administration far beyond that of the Bush administration. We need to repeal the GIVE Act before it gets into full swing. All right, let's go to Scott in Washington. Scott, you're on the air.
Yeah, Jason, I'm glad you had Ernest Hancock on there today, because I was going to call about that thing that they're doing down there anyway with Lord Obama showing up. You know, one of the ways that the so-called left is going to counter that whole thing, and I heard actually one of a former colleague, station colleague, on his internet show reading some, they knew about this all along, but they were so, claimed they were so conflicted, and it took them about a week to come up with a spin with it, so they were reading some nonsense out of the Daily Kos, basically telling people to stand down, and we don't want to fracture the progressive movement. You know, you can say that you're against it, but, you know, don't be really loud and vocal about him sending more troops over to Iraq and Afghanistan and all that kind of nonsense and stuff. And, you know, I'm just sitting here thinking, and I'd almost called them and told them all, you know, just how two-faced and phony that they are. And then, you know, somebody called in and was talking about, you know, Cindy Sheehan was being a little bit too radical and all of that. Well, no, she didn't want to sell out her values because she had a mission. These people were just about their pragmatism and getting their party elected and involved. So,
I'm with you. I mean, you know, I just don't know how people can go so vehemently after the Bush administration when their crimes are so blatant. Then another administration comes in, promises the exact opposite what they do, and then expands the policy of the Bush administration. They redistribute the forces from Iraq into Afghanistan, more troops there than ever. Then they don't get rid of the troops in Iraq, and then they openly state that we're still going to have 50,000 quote-unquote non-combat troops. There's no such thing as a non-combat troop. Every single one of them has a gun in Iraq at the end of 2011 when we're run up to 2012, the next election year. I mean, is this the biggest fix in the world or what?
Oh, yeah, and I guarantee goddamn to you that if it were John McCain standing there mouthing those same words, they would be screaming and hollering bloody murder, but it's their Lord Barack Obama. They're so very quiet about it. So that's why, you know, and I guess they were going to send one of their people down there. Well, they're going to have a nice little surprise if Ernest has been handing out all those DVDs. They're not going to find the brain-dead Kool-Aid Obama-drinking freaks like they think they're going to find down there. So I'm
glad that's the point. I hope that's the case, sir. You know, I was in Walmart the other night. Yes, I sometimes go to Walmart, folks. I get off at midnight. Don't persecute me. I can't go to Whole Foods every day, and sometimes I do need to shop. Like I said, I'm a busy guy during the day. Anyway, I'm at the Walmart, and I'm in the line. And right next to me for only $27.99 is the Obama presidential plaque. And it's just this montage of Obama on this great plaque. We love them. They sell posters of Obama in Walmart. When was the last time we saw this? T-shirts, hats, posters, plaques. It's Obama worship. And there's a reason, because he's bringing in the tyranny like no other. Final segment of the Info Warrior on the other side. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hazer Rid Total Protection Kits quickly complete any size job by applying a top-quality disinfectant, virucide, fungicide, mildewstat, and deodorizer in the form of an effective yet gentle fog. Our portable fogging device can conquer normal chores, plus provide unmatched protection for your family and workplace from viruses, bacteria, mold, and more. The Hazer Rid Kits hospital-approved ingredients come in a highly concentrated form, and each kit can make up to 32 gallons of protection. Reduce labor cost, outstanding product savings, and professional quality performance all save you more than the cost of this kit. For a limited time, GCN listeners who order online will receive double the active ingredients, which means you get up to 64 gallons of product absolutely free. Save money on daily tasks and be truly prepared for those urgent situations. For a short tell-all video, go to HazerRid.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, HazerRid.com. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323 and order today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Pulling my YouTube channel, folks. Bring up the number one more time for the PrisonPlanet.tv audience, guys. I just can't stand it. I want these bastards to reinstate my channel ASAP. I want my channel back on the air. Do you understand? I want it up there now. I am disgusted with what you've done. How dare you? There is no reason that my channel should not be up there as we speak. But they're targeting Alex Jones. They're targeting the information we're giving you. They don't like that thousands of people per day check out new videos all the time. My video with Lindsay Williams, that was only about 3 weeks old, had like 22,000 views. You know, and then this other video that I just posted today is up there. And it's going viral. I decided, hey, man, this is going viral. I'm going to go post it over at theinfowarrior.com. This is a good video. And what do? They pull it again. The number to call and express your discontent with both Google and YouTube, 650-253-0000. That's 650-253-0000. All right, last caller of the day. Let's go to Mark in Wisconsin. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how's it going? I just want to address the YouTube issue. I'm glad you came back into this segment with that, actually. First of all, I just want to say they won't get away with it, and even if they do, it will backfire in their face. Everybody out there, listen to me right now, do exactly what Jason and Alex are talking about. Start your own channels on other video share networks. Get as many of the PrisonPlanet.tv videos up there for you subscribers as possible. I'm going to be doing that myself. Get them up there in full length. Don't even cut them down. Just get the whole things up there so everybody can see every bit of information as possible. Get the documentaries up there. And call YouTube and complain. And do it as logically as possible. Be stern, but be as polite as possible. They're not going to win this. And get involved with that caller's idea of Operation Wake Up Your Neighborhood. Beautiful idea. Burn the Obama deception, Endgame, Loose Change, Final Cut. Fabled Enemies, all of them. Any other great documentaries, America Freedom to Fascism, beautiful documentary. get them out to as many people as possible, drop them in the mailbox at 2 or 3 in the morning, and include a flyer or, you know, something in the case with Infowars.com or, you know, PrisonPlanet.tv on it, you know, or list, you know, other documentaries or other videos to Google and YouTube search, and just get active and get out there. If you want to see, you mentioned the Lindsay Williams thing. I have that up on my MySpace. This is Mark from the Oshkosh We Are Change. Just got it started. It's triple, T-R-I-P-P, the number one, E, underscore, H-E, number one, I-X. It's a triple helix, but the L's are the number ones, and it's spelled with two P's. If you want to see the Lindsay Williams interview, get up there. I have some other videos up there, the CIA and Satanism thing. Jason, congratulations, by the way, on the new family edition.
Oh, thank you.
No problem, man. Other than that, thanks for everything you're doing. I'll let you go and close the show.
All right. Thank you, my friend. If you missed anything, folks, obviously YouTube has attacked yet again. I may be down, but I'm not out. See, they sucker punched me. And right now I'm kind of like hunched over. What am I going to do? How am I going to come back at them? I'm hoping I'm coming with a big overhand right that's knocking them into next week with this new Blip TV account that I'm going to create tomorrow. You wanted it, YouTube. You got it. Let's go to their next biggest competitor and make them bigger than YouTube and Google. That's my new goal. Blip TV, hopefully you're going to be a little nicer. No more censorship. If you missed anything, remember the podcast is on the left-hand side of theinfowarrior.com. Thank you all, and go after YouTube big time.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one of the more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that are designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the raworganicvegansuperfoods.com link on prisonplanet.com to see some of the amazing products available. Folks, you got to check this out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and truly sustainable agriculture. Many foods today have herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, and insecticides that were not intended for human consumption. Go to raworganicvegansuperfoods.com. Again, that website is raworganicvegansuperfoods.com.